And welcome, everybody, to RP Grinders episode 534. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohort, Eric the Great. Breakman the Bold is on assignment. He'll be here in a few, I'm guessing, so we'll get him on in when he gets in to his studio. But other than that, Eric, how was your week, man?
It was okay, I guess.
It was a week, huh? It was definitely a week for me too. I was discussing a little bit off air.
I feel tired after everything I've been through this week.
Oh man, yeah, a lot of work.
Yeah.
Glad it's Friday for you though, bud. I'm glad you made it to the show. Otherwise, it would have just been me for the first few minutes, and that would have.
We might have had Grinder dance party again.
You know what? I've been thinking about it. Like Freak Five, who's in chat. What are you doing, Eric?
Sorry, I had to take my glasses off because I had stuff on.
It's all good. It's all good. I've been thinking about Grinder Dance Party. I think maybe next week might be the week that I bring back Grinder Dance Party for. I might do it like once a month or something. I don't know. I think that's pretty cool. Feeling the burn in my butt.
No, wait, I had the title wrong. It was Getting Pounded by the Pound in My Butt. I think that's what it was called.
Yeah. Lots of stuff to go over today. Of course, we have RPG news. Not a ton, which is thankful because we got an interesting free-for-all today. We're going to get to it. We're going to talk about difficulty in games, Sweetos, Stinkos, all that stuff. So, Eric, without further ado, why do we not get started with the news?
First of all, we've got some slightly concerning news since we don't have a follow-up on where he's going to go, but Hideo Baba has left Studio Isotola and Square Enix, and Studio Isotola is working on Project Prelude Rune. He's apparently handed off to his junior staff, but we still don't know who's going to be heading up the project afterwards, and he apparently left as of March 31st, and doesn't explain why he's leaving, but...
My best guess is anytime somebody leaves Square Enix, it's usually so they can start their own studio, because they have their own ideas, and they're probably...
Yeah, but he left BAMCO I don't know. I guess the same reasons that he couldn't find anybody, so he went with Square Enix.
Well, maybe, like I said, he's got enough money now to do his own thing. I mean, that's what it's all about, Eric. Like, when these big-time creators get in these companies, they usually want to branch out and do their own thing, and they get really constricted by somebody like Square or Bandai or, you know, places like that. So I don't blame them. Looking for big things from him, you know.
Well,
so.
I don't blame him leaving BAMCO because he's probably got sick of doing Tales all the time.
Well, maybe. Maybe he wants to do another IP and he doesn't want to give the rights over to a company. Maybe he wants his own rights. I think that's the reason why what's-his-face that did Lost Story left, because he was kind of, you know, getting constricted.
The Last Story?
Yeah. Not The Last. Is it The Last Story?
Yeah. There's a game called The Last Story.
No.
That was the last game that... Sakaguchi was
ahead of. Yeah, there you go. You're right on. All right, let's go to the next story. Coming to us also from RPG site, Yakuza Kiwami 2, rated for PC, released by ESRB. So, that's kind of interesting. That means that they're probably going to be porting that real soon. It's not a big surprise, but, it's welcome. The PCers, you'll get a chance to play Kiwami 2. So there you go. All right, Eric, next story.
Next story is RPG site, how Super Neptunia RPG is coming to Steam But, you know, which is weird because, like, the last press release for this game said spring 2019, which I'm guessing they're delaying because of the Steam version.
Yeah.
But, no real date, but I'm going to say July.
Yeah, probably. That sounds about right. Looks like Dungeon just joined, and Tayd, T-E-Y-Y-D, welcome on in to chat. All right, next story comes to us from RPG site. Mary Skelter 2 announced for Nintendo Switch during a Dengeki Game FES 2019 livestream. Compile Heart has announced Mary Skelter 2 for Nintendo Switch. The port will utilize touchscreen and HD rumble capabilities. Like the PS4 version, the game will also include the original Mary Skelter Nightmares. Other details were not announced at this time. Released for PS4 in Japan last summer. No news of an English. I hope they localize it.
They've probably been like waiting for this. Yeah. Like, the Switch is a thing. We're probably gonna do a Switch version at some point. Why bother localizing now?
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. I do want a localized version so I can play 1 and 2 because these games seem interesting to me. So.
Well, I think Mary Skelter 2 does have the original, but I've not heard. Like, overly positive things, but I've not heard super negative things either, so it's probably kind of middling.
Yeah. Well.
But they did say there was improvements to the original game in Mary Skelter 2, so hopefully it's a better experience.
Yeah. I'm down. I was interested in the first one. I'd rather have a compilation like this. And
It's one of the more fanservice-y type of games, because it has fanservice-y elements in the gameplay.
Yeah, yeah. All right, Eric, let's see if we get fan service with the next story.
Next story is from RPG site once again, but we've got another Sword Art Online game, Sword Art Online Elysization Licorice, or Licorice, I don't know, is coming for the PS4, Xbox One, and PC, the Switch version, which is weird because they're doing Switch versions of the other ones, so why not?
Yeah, and I would show you guys video, but I for some reason Namco...
I'll probably do one later, which is like... That seems to be a trend with third-party publishers on doing Switch games. Like, we're doing a Switch version like 6 months later.
Yeah. And it's always that way, and they always charge more on the Switch, too. I guess it's a portability thing with the Switch. I don't know. It can't be the sales thing, because they never sell as much on the Switch as other systems, but whatever. I would show you the video, but Namco Bandai always fucking copyright strikes my videos, even though I don't make any fucking money off of the show. And it's just a pain in the ass, so I'm not even gonna bother.
It's Bandai Namco, not Namco Bandai.
Yeah, I know, but whatever. Fuck them. Freak 5 says, "What do you call a masturbating cow?" I'll be eagerly awaiting your reply, Freak 5. Mm-hmm. All right, Eric.
But, the next article is the God Wars is coming to Steam.
Yeah.
And it's the complete legend version. So that's the version that has all the DLC content added to it, which was previously available on the Switch. I think the future past content was available as DLC for the PS4. They didn't do an independent PS4 or Vita release of that game. So you just need to get the DLC.
Yeah. Freak 5 says Beef Stroganoff is the answer to that.
It says June, but no real date. So I guess whenever they can get it approved.
Wah, wah. Freak 5 also says, you don't make any fucking money. Do you make any celibate money? No, I don't make any money at all, Freak 5. So, yeah, the answer is no. Anything else on this, Eric?
Nah.
All right.
God of War is a decent game. I played a little bit of it on the Switch.
Yeah, it looks okay.
And the PS4. I'm good.
Looks all right. Looks all right. All right, next story comes to us from RPGsite.net. Sega reveals Project Sakura Wars for PlayStation 4 will release in the West spring 2020. Didn't we have this story before, Eric?
No.
All right. After announcing a new game in the Sakura War series last April, today during the opening ceremony for Sega FES 2019... Sega's formally revealed Shin Sakura Taisen for PlayStation 4. The game is set to release this winter in Japan. Websites open. Set 12 years after 2005's Sakura Wars 5, So Long, My Love, and an alternate past of Taisho 29 or about 1941. character designs were made by Tite Kubo, most known as the creator of the Shonen Jump series Bleach. Story structure is being handled by Hiro Ishii, the writer of 428 Shibuya Scramble, Kohei Tanaka, where's Breakman when you need him, who has worked on previous Soccer War titles, returns as the composer. So it's will release in North America and Europe, spring 2020. Game has not been given an official English title yet. It's currently referred to as Project Soccer Wars. So,
considering we haven't got any of the other soccer games, this is good news. So
yeah, that's decent.
Especially since we were all worried that it died with 5.
Yeah. No, apparently not. I think we're good. I think the series lives on, man. So there you go. All right,
and a localization announcement so soon after the announcement of a soccer Tizen game at all.
Yeah. I think they'll change the name because that's kind of bland. All right, Eric.
We'll keep it. It's Soccer Wars.
All right, next story.
So that's what Tizen means, wars.
Speaking of Senran.
We're not talking about Senran.
Well, the next story, Eric.
Well, that's not related to what we're talking about, is what I meant. But Senran Kagura Peach Ball is a pinball game where the characters are just kind of like furries. But it's coming to North America in physical and digital format for there wasn't a PS4 version. It is a Switch exclusive.
It's something weird about the video on that story. You can't see it embedded. You have to view it directly from YouTube, which is kind of weird. I think that's really
maybe
weird.
The website just didn't want the bandwidth cost or something.
I guess, but how weird is that? I mean, doesn't it just run off of YouTube anyways? Like when you embed something, it's not tied to your own. But anyways, interesting. Dressed as furries.
It will be a budget title at $40. So
yeah, and it'll immediately go down to 20 probably within a couple of weeks, man. But I could see myself playing something like this. I'll
play a pinball game even if it's like kind of fan service-y.
Yeah,
but, you know.
Yeah, I will too. So I don't have a problem with this game at all. The characters don't look like, you know.
It's been so long since I've played a pinball game at all. So I mean, there's that one you can get on the PS4 that like lets you get a bunch of boards, but like I don't really care for that. I like the more arcadey stuff.
I like the Zen ones, the Marvel ones. They have really good tables, man. They're fun. They're really fun. But, you know, this looks fun. I wouldn't mind giving
now,
it a go.
If somebody would do a Black Knight board, maybe I'll be interested.
Oh, Jesus, a Black Knight board? If somebody did that, Zen should do that, man. Zen does some good pinball, man. Their pinball's on point. All right, next story comes to us from Silicon Era. Octopath Traveler gets rated for PC in Korea, hinting at a possible port. While the prequel Octopath Traveler Conquerors of the Continent is making its way to smartphones, appears the original Octopath Traveler is headed to Steam, with it getting a new PC rating in Korea via Gamatsu. A turn-based RPG developed by Acquire, originally released worldwide for the Switch. The rating from Korea shows Bandai Namco, a company that regularly publishes Square Enix games, as the publishers for Octopath Traveler on PC. I don't think there's any surprise there. So there you go. PCers are going to get a taste of Octopath Traveler. I want to get that game for the Switch, but I'm hoping that they'll put it on sale once the DLC comes out or something. Man, I know it's wishful thinking, but I mean, I don't feel like paying $60 for games anymore. I really don't, man. I buy games on the cheap now.
Yeah, but Nintendo published it, so waiting for sale is going to take forever.
Yeah, I know. But hey, I got other shit to play.
I mean, you'd be better off waiting for like an online retailer to sell it. Like a clearance sale.
Yeah. Freak 5 says, you don't know, is Breakman late because he is driving home after pooping in my toilet, not flushing? Probably. He fucking plugged my toilet today. I had to plunge it. Yeah, get that bastard to plunge his own shit, man. And he says he wants his own game. All right, Eric. Next story.
Next story is kind of gross because, like, I'm surprised this has actually happened to the Atelier series, but Atelier is getting 3 different season passes that all do something different. There's the Lilo Pass, the Tori Pass, and the Maruru Pass. and all those passes are related to like various costumes and weapons and materials associated with those characters.
You know, there were a couple of outfits I saw in these packs. Like, I don't mind like when they sell costumes for money, but over
And
sexual.
watch, there be a third se or fourth season pass that just gives you everything.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm looking at a couple of the costumes, like
But a
the.
season pass for a game that's not really known for this is just kind of like Tecmo being gross and greedy.
Yeah, they always do. I mean, all the companies are doing it, man. I mean, EA and those fucking huge ass companies set bad precedent. And when people see that they can make a ton of money just by doing these fucking passes, they do it. But I'm looking at like this, what is it, the second, third picture down with the guy's uniform. I think that looks cool. Like that looks classy. But then you go down a couple more spaces, and then there's.
$30 season passes.
Jesus
Ugh.
Christ, that's ridiculous. But then you go down and see this outfit is not bad. It's an outfit with a woman in I guess it's a woman, in a really nice, dress with some nice boots and gloves and stuff. Then you go down a little bit further and there's
Swimsuits, yay.
swimsuits. Yeah, exactly. Which, you know what? I don't mind
Yeah,
sometimes.
that's Koei Tecmo also.
Yeah, I don't mind. But when it's just blatantly obvious, like is it like Dead or Alive, like shit like that, it's like, yeah, come on, man. All right, let's move on to
Yeah,
the.
five did such a good job with like them not over-sexualizing characters, and six went full tilt.
Yeah. All right, I'm gonna do the last story. This is the last story, Freak Five. From Siliconera, Vassara Collection for PS4, Xbox One, Switch, PC, delayed to summer 2019 in Japan. Chorus Worldwide previously had an early 2019 release window for Vassara Collection, upcoming collection featuring Hyper Sengoku shooter Vassara and its sequel Vassara 2, but it'll now release this summer in Japan. I think we had this story before when they announced the original announce date, but I really like the artwork. The shoot 'em up type style is really cool, bullet hell, stuff. Which lends to difficulty in games, which we'll be talking about later. But so it's slightly disappointing, but I'm really wondering why it's going to be delayed. But you know what's really cool about this game is they're doing a widescreen version. You know how most of them are like in that straight up and down kind of style area? They're doing a full widescreen, which is cool. And so there it is. So we're just gonna have to wait a little bit longer. Probably next year or the year after in the United States.
The Switch version would benefit from being played vertically, so you could play that way and with the flip grip.
All right, that is the news for today. Let me switch my.
Oh, there's even a procedural generation mode in one of these games.
All
Like,
right.
you're tired of playing the same old game? Here, have
Yep.
this.
All right, on to.
I don't think so. Homie, don't play that.
homie discounts this week. I saw on the PlayStation, let me give you a quick rundown. Nothing super major. Borderlands, a handsome collection for $15 is a great deal. Plus, they came out with the 4K patch, so you might want to pick that up if you haven't already. It's a pretty decent game. And with the 4K patch, it's probably going to look really good. I might pick this up at some point.
I saw a few deals too.
Resident Evil 2 is on sale at $39.59 on the PlayStation, so that's a really good deal. If you're
It's
into that.
$39.99 at like Best Buy. So if you want the physical release, you can go
Okay.
there.
Wrestling.
And
Let me
there's
finish.
also
Go ahead, Eric.
the other deal I had in my head was that yeah, you can get Sushi Striker, the Way of the Sushido for the Switch for like $32.
All right. WWE 2K19 for $20 or $19.79, I should say. Not a bad deal there. And that's all on the PlayStation. Xbox, I didn't see anything too major. There was Soma for $12. That's a great deal. Friday the 13th, the game is on sale for $5 over at Xbox.
Is that like the cheapest it's
That
been?
is the cheapest I've seen Friday the 13th. So I have it on the PS4. I know most people do, but if you have an Xbox One, you haven't played Friday the 13th, $5 is a great price point for that game. It's a lot of fun. I mean, it's there's not much to it. It's for me, it's a little difficult because I haven't played it as much as somebody like Freak 5, but it is a ton of fun. So $5, it's definitely worth it. It's worth getting, and you know what to do. Don't you have Friday the 13th, Eric? Didn't you get
no.
it? You should have picked it up, man. Amnesia Collection for $18 is also noteworthy. I've seen it a little bit cheaper at like $15, but $17.99 is not bad for the couple of games that you get there.
I wouldn't get Conan on the consoles because then you don't get the glorious uncensored penis.
Oh, brother. Yeah. I think I'll skip that, man. But yeah, I got that for free. They had that, but I'm not into like strategy type shit, so I'll give it a go.
Conan's a strategy game? I thought it was an MMO type of deal.
Freak Fight says, Frank, how do you like the plus games this month? I bet Conan is your favorite. It is not my favorite. It's one of those strategy type, like survival strategy games, and it's just not my style. When I think Conan, I want like a beat 'em up type shit, you know, or an adventure game. I think I would be a-okay with that, but I'll give it a try. I'll see. I'll check it out. I mean, it's fucking 76 gigs though, man. God, I gotta.
Why would it? I mean, it's like they unpack the whole game.
Yeah, way. It's so weird. Like 76
fucking
gig.
Well, it's like with no compression whatsoever.
I'm guessing there's not a lot of compression on that at all, man. Because 76
and they didn't optimize just like getting stuff down.
I don't think they care, but you know who does care? The consumers, because of the fucking data caps. I can't tell you how many times I've had to pay extra in fucking data overruns because, you know, I download video games. Yeah, com crap for sure, man. They fucking suck. I hate them. I hate all those fucking big cable companies. Nintendo had a couple of notable ones. Let's see if I can find it. Shadowgate is $15.99. That's actually a newer game that's not even out yet.
Wasn't that from last week too? So it's still going.
Still going. Vaporum, which hasn't come out, is $20. So you get a $5 discount there. And there was the Trine games are still on sale. It looks like so. There you go. Not a lot on Nintendo. Most times I don't even bother with Nintendo because, you know, whatever. All right, so those were your homie discounts. We'll wait on Twitter questions until break can get here. So, without further ado.
Inquiring minds want to know.
What have you been playing, Eric? That's what inquiring minds want to know.
I've been playing more Lunda Detective Mysteria. I finished Trails of Cold Steel's PS4, and I've got the Platinum now. I didn't really need to replay that game, because I've already played it for PS3, and I still have to write, like, a review, but it's probably going to be more impressions, because I want to do a full review covering the two games after I play Cold Steel 2. That is, if I get review code of that. But,
yeah.
But, other than that, I've been playing Sekiro, and trying to work my way through that when I can.
Okay.
I still have yet to beat the first boss, and I've been dancing around him because I want to make myself strong as possible and explore as far as I can, because, like, the game will cut you off and tell you, you have to go fight Genichiro to finish the story. So I've just been doing other things to try to make myself stronger to endure that fight.
Well, we're going to talk about Sekiro in a minute because I've seen extensive video on Sekiro. I haven't played it. I don't have it. But we'll be talking about it in our discussion of difficulty in video games later on in free-for-all. So what else you got, Eric?
Nelke and the Alchemist of the New World is another thing I've been playing. Not a whole lot of, but it reminds me a lot of, like, what if we did an Altair game, but we made it more like Dynasty Warriors Empires, but it was a little bit more fun because Dynasty Warriors Empires is piss boring.
Okay.
Hey, let's combine Dynasty Warriors hack and slash segments, but let's do all the boring sim stuff from Nobunaga Oda, but not nearly as involved. Yeah. So therefore, it's not enjoyable.
Yeah. Freakboy says he's disappointed.
I mean, it's not exactly my type of game, but like, I think the weakest aspect of this game is the fact that the budget's so non-existent that all the art assets are in presentation are shabby.
Yeah. Freakboy says,
but I can kind of understand that though. When like the game doesn't have full voice acting, but I'm guessing it's because its voice actors are expensive. they cut down the amount of voice acting in the game, so like that's also where the budget went, so that's also the reason why the game's presentation is as shabby as it is.
I'll do the voice acting for free if they let me. I'll take on a role.
They didn't do an English voice dub for this.
I'll do it for free.
For the same reasons.
I'll do it for free.
It's so niche that they wouldn't want to invest money in doing a dub.
Yeah. Freak5 says, I am disappointed I can't get full nudity. I wanted to play as a naked barbarian smacking monsters with my doggin.
You could technically still do that. It'd just be a big blob.
Yeah. Would be funny to teabag people if you're naked. Ash was added to Dead by Daylight as a survivor. Is that free, or do you have to pay for that, Freak 5?
You mean Ash from Evil Dead?
Yeah, Ash from Evil Dead. They have Freddy. They have, I believe they have Leatherface. They don't have Jason because of all the bullshit going on with Friday the 13th. And I think they have one more. I know they have Leatherface. Oh, $5.
I need a question. Is the original Pet Sematary on Netflix?
That's a good question, and I believe it is. I believe it is, Eric. I'm pretty sure.
But is it like based on the remaster, though?
I'm not sure. That's you'd have to check that out. But yeah. All right. So I've been playing Marvel Puzzle Quest, of course, Final Fantasy IX, just a little bit, and I played The Witness. And we'll discuss The Witness a little bit more when I do my reviews. But it's another hard fucking puzzle game. It is. I'm guessing it's harder than Sekiro, man. Like it's more of a mental challenge than anything, man. I don't know. I got to the end. I beat the game, but I wanted to do I wanted to get the platinum trophy because I was so fucking close after I beat the game. It was like 91%. And there's a section in there where they give you these. It's crazy. I'll talk about it in my review, but. Might as well do reviews right now, so why don't I get into it then? Fucking A, man. I'll do my audio thing here.
RP Grinders reviews.
All right. The Witness is for the most part, a puzzle game. It's a walking sim / puzzle game where you have to do the puzzles to get to the end of the game. Very esoteric. Very outside the box type of thinking. There are certain rules for the puzzles. If you can picture like Tetris, but in a puzzle form where you have to kind of fit the pieces in a puzzle while tracing blocks, that's what The Witness is. And for the most part, I did really good. Then you get to this end section where you want to get the platinum trophy, and it's just an... It's a randomly generated thing, so it's not like I can just go online and get help with something. Like you have to really think on your feet and try to pass these puzzles. And they'll have like three sets of grid puzzles and only one of them is the correct solution. So it's next near to impossible for the average person. Like I don't see how. Like most of those puzzles are hard as fuck anyways, and it took me a long time to really think about and beat them. Like I literally took all week to get through that game. It took me a week to get through The Witness. It's not a short little game. Like it's got substance. But I think Jonathan Blow thinks everybody is going to be as smart as he is when he designs video games, because he's a master video game designer when it comes to puzzles.
Well, I already got the impression from. The previous game he did, that he's a big egotistical megalomaniac.
Didn't he do Braid?
Yeah.
Yeah, Braid's a fine game. And this game is really good too, but the problem is like, it's not accessible. And I'll talk about that when we have our free-for-all discussion, Eric. But
also, let's talk about the conflation between accessibility and... difficulty.
Yeah, let's definitely do that. Keep that in mind when we do that talk, man. But The Witness is a fine game. It's definitely not for a casual gamer. Sorry, I had to take something to drink. My throat's kind of dry. But no, it's not an easy game by any stretch, and anybody who tells you otherwise is full of shit. But it's a great game. It's just one of these games that you're gonna have to use a lot of brain power for this game, and a lot of out of the box thinking, and some of the puzzles I was like, really, that's how you fucking beat that goddamn thing? No, Freak Five saying, are you drinking bong? Well, no, you really hit rock bottom when you drink bong water. I'm not there yet, Freak Five. I still got weed, man. I'm good. So I give The Witness a solid 7 out of 10. It's nothing special. The ending is slightly disappointing. Like, there's nothing really... I mean, there's some Easter eggs in there, some audio logs, there's some philosophy things, there's, you know, stuff like that. But it's nothing that a casual gamer really is going to like. I can tell you that. I'm going to move on to a couple of quick movie reviews. Creed 2. I saw Creed 2 and The Mule. Creed 2 is obviously a continuation of the whole Rocky saga, and it's a pretty damn good fucking sequel. I was surprised.
I wanted to rent it tonight or this weekend.
Yeah, you should get it, Eric. It's I liked it a lot. They brought back I don't want to do spoilers. I'm not going to spoil, but basically it's somebody from the past of Rocky's past comes back. And it's really interesting and really well done, and it's not hokey like the previous entries in the Rocky series that this person came from. It's really well done. I give Creed 2 an 8.5 out of 10. I definitely think it's worth getting for sure. Let me get Breakman on in here. That's that Break. He's finally here. And then I'm going to do a real quick review for The Mule. That's starring it is starring Clint Eastwood. He's like 100 years old in this movie, almost literally. I think he's like 80. What is he now? Like 80-something, 87, something like that. So, yeah.
Who's 87? Who? Tell me. I must know.
Breakman finally decided
Dirty
to join
Harry's
us.
Dirty Harry's 87.
Yeah, Dirty Harry, man. Clint Eastwood. Oh,
wow.
I watched The Mule and his age, man. I don't even know what he's doing.
Apparently, he's still doing another Indiana Jones.
Oh, Indiana Jones? Oh. What do you think?
I'm kidding, dude.
Yeah, that's Harrison Ford.
I know. He knows. Joking. He's just joking.
Isn't he like a vampire or something? Does he like suck blood every now and then?
Oh, Jesus Christ, man. I know Harrison Ford's doing another Indiana Jones, and I'm like, why?
Yeah, me and Miss Brigham, I said that.
I mean, I have heard of old people get blood injections, so maybe that's
Jesus
it.
Christ,
we're
man.
Talking about it and just how abysmal it is and like how bad he looked as an old person in there. You know?
And which one? The Indiana Jones?
It was a bad movie in general, but like he just...
Crystal Skulls.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm talking...
Travesty.
Thank
you for reminding me of that terrible movie.
Yes, Mrs. Brookman just pointed out it was a travesty.
You think that's a travesty? You should
Child
see.
Booth was the shit on the ice, the icing on the cake.
No,
I literally
our favorite actor, Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah, exactly. I literally thought like Clint Eastwood was dying.
And the terrible CG monkeys.
Yeah. I literally thought Clint Eastwood was dying in this movie, man. Like,
oh wow,
he looks so bad, man. It's weird. Like, why he's still making movies is beyond me. Like, The Mule didn't make that much money at the box office, but basically, it's about this old dude that runs drugs, and it's fucking boring as fuck.
I did really like Gran Turismo though. I thought he was pretty fantastic. I think
Gran Torino.
Is it Gran Torino? Yeah. Sorry, whatever.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean. Like, he should have probably retired after that movie.
He looked way better in that movie than he did this movie, man.
He didn't look good in that movie. Like, he looked old and frail.
No, man. No.
He's old, frail, dying, so it's worse.
Like, yeah, just like Harrison Ford, that's not the image we want of these guys.
I think the next
it's
movie.
Probably
that...
why they killed him off in a way, and you know, The Force Awakens, but maybe they should have just had him die off screen and not show up in the movie at all.
No, yeah. they killed him in Force Awakens because he didn't know how to write a movie. He just copied New Hope and well, they killed Obi-Wan Kenobi in New Hope. Well, I gotta kill the Obi-Wan Kenobi of this movie.
Yeah. But anyways, the next movie that Clint Eastwood...
Just lack of originality, basically.
Yeah, the next movie that Clint Eastwood does, he's just gonna be a skeleton, man. That's pretty much this movie, man. It was crazy.
He could be the Crypt Keeper.
Oh, yeah, you know what? That would be a perfect...
He could be another make another Tales of the Crypt movie, he could be the Kid Fury.
Oh my god, seriously. I want another Tales of the Crypt movie. That'd be amazing.
It would be amazing. Over his
voice so that show even.
Yeah.
To do it.
Yeah, I mean,
after Ash vs. Evil Dead, and like the things they could do with a new Tales from the Crypt show.
Oh yeah, yeah. I wonder who owns the rights to that, man. They could do that. Maybe Shudder should get on that. They're doing Creepshow. They might as well do Tales from the Dark Side and Tales
from the Crypt. Yeah, Tales from the Crypt way better than Creepshow. Come on.
I like Creepshow a lot, man. I just
it
like
that. It was all right, but Tales from the Crypt was just – it was amazing.
Tales from the Crypt is an amazing show, man. They should, and Tales from the Dark Side too. They should do all of them.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? So I'm giving The Mule like a 5. I thought it was an average movie. It's pretty dull.
And this is supposed to be his last one, isn't it?
I don't know. I really don't know, man. Like seriously.
Because I thought the one before this was going to be his last, and then for some reason he decided to do this one.
Now, he's a good director. So, you know, that's cool. The direction was fine. That's why I'm giving it a 5. I would have given it lower. Because his acting skills are definitely not there anymore. He looks like shit. The rest of the actors were pretty useless in this movie, so I don't know, man. Like, Diane Weiss was okay, but she's older than fucking dirt too, man. Like, seriously, like these people just need to hang it up, especially Clint Eastwood. So hopefully this is his last one. He literally did look like a skeleton, man, no joke. I might as well give my review of the first episode of The Twilight Zone, which is on YouTube.
Ooh.
And I'm going to tell you guys, I thoroughly enjoyed it, all right? I know Jordan Peele didn't direct it.
Wait, why is it on YouTube if it's on the CBS Access?
So? Probably because they want you to get that service, so a good way of doing that is put it on YouTube, man. So the first episode's called The Comedian, and I can tell you guys, like, I've seen iterations of
Twilight. Is Jeffrey Dean Morgan in this episode?
I don't think he is. Nice Watchmen reference, though. I like the reference. But I can honestly tell you that Twilight Zone is back, y'all. Like, it is fucking back in full force. You know how, like, when you watched Twilight Zone back in the day, it wasn't necessarily that a lot of the Twilight Zones were scary, but they kind of stuck with you and they were a little eerie. Yeah. They were just eerie. You know, they just had that sense of eeriness and atmosphere.
Like, a lot of them just had such, an ending that was just so horrifying that it's like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, the one of the Burgess Meredith ones where he becomes the last person on Earth because all he wanted to do was read books. And at the end of the movie, he breaks his glasses. And he's the only surviving person. He's surrounded by books.
Yeah.
And he can't read. It's like, oh, my God. God, like the twist of those shows.
A lot of them are really
so brutal.
Yes, and this is no different, man. This one will bring you right back to how the Twilight Zone was, man. Like, I highly recommend watching it. I'm giving it an 8 out of 10. And Jordan Peele is, like, on fire right now, man. Like, he's
so Freak's Nightmare is losing his glasses.
Yeah.
He has to get William Shatner.
I don't think so.
For an episode, for at least one episode of Twilight Zone, they need Shatner.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
He's probably the only surviving person from the Twilight Zone.
There are a few out there, man. There's a few out there, but
most of them really. Are you sure? Because
there's a few. There's a few, and trust me, from what I've seen from this episode break, I was thoroughly impressed. I went in with high expectations, and they met them. With this episode, this is Twilight Zone as you remember it, only modern, and it was fucking good. It's about a comedian that's struggling. I can't remember the guy. His name is like Nimjai. He's a really famous guy now, but he's kind of the lead, and he's like struggling. He's a struggling comedian, as most comedians struggle. But he finds out that if he starts talking shit about people that he knows and stuff, then it starts. But those people tend to disappear after he talks about them. So it's one of those type of scenarios where he kind of makes a deal with the devil. And by the way, Tracy Morgan was in it. It was nice to see Tracy Morgan in something. So, you know, especially after his accident, I never thought that dude would be back doing anything. But
yeah, like that was a horrible thing. When I entered chat, I said blame Walmart. Also, since we're talking about Tracy Morgan, blame Walmart. Yeah. Walmart made me late. That's why I blame them.
Freak Five says, break, you need to start flushing. You plugged my up my toilet this morning. So there you go.
The Twilight RP, how dare you?
that sounds like a freak problem to me.
Hey, but at least you pooped today, Brake. I mean, that's, you know, that's the plus of it all. You can now hashtag I pooped today on Twitter. Twilight RPG, how dare you, Freak Five? And how dare they even come up with that? That's some bullshit right there. So I'm giving the first episode an 8 out of 10. I thought it was really high quality, well acted, and they're an hour long. I thought the Twilight Zone was like 30 minutes long.
Yeah, they were half hour episodes.
Yeah, so we're getting hour long episodes of the Twilight Zone, and that gives you plenty of room to like build character and story and
yeah, the hour was the other one, the Outer Limits.
Oh, the Outer Limits was good too. Yeah, there was a few good ones, but I mean,
I love the remake to the Outer Limits. Like, I think they did a great job of like capturing the old feeling of the show and modernizing.
I think you would like the new feeling of Twilight Zone. Break. I think it definitely captures that atmospheric, like, kind of like dread.
Yeah, you know, like type. It's not outright like jump scare horror type thing. No. Usually, it's more about a what if.
Yeah. You know? Hey, all right. So, Breakman, do we have any
unknown
before we move on to Eric's review of Shazam? Do we have
Shazam?
Shazam.
Twitter comments.
Do we have any Twitter comments this week?
Yes, actually, we do. Right. Let me scroll down here because, you know, shit was going on. I was busy. Let me see here. Scrolling, because there was lots.
Wow. Lots of shit. Amazing Stories was a good series, Dungeon. He mentioned Amazing
Stories. Well, I liked Amazing Stories too. Very good. Yeah. Let me see here. I am still scrolling because your goddamn I poop today is all that's going on here. Okay. Let me see. This was sent to us by, you guessed it, Freak5Cast. I don't know who it was, but one of my coworkers might be able to say I pooped today, based on what looked like a small piece of shit on the floor by the time clock. Oops. I didn't realize he started. Oh, I said him. I tweeted him back and pointed out that was actually Frank that did that. He said I didn't realize he started there. He must be incognito. Not sure whose piss he had to steal to pass the drug test.
You know what? It's so fucking weird. You would think that they would change the laws here in Colorado since marijuana became legal, but nope. So I'm like prevented from working in a lot of fucking places, man. So anyways.
Well, I think it's more up to not the state, but that's probably up to the company. So let's say like Target's a corporation and it's a corporate policy.
They should make exceptions for like legal states, man. Seriously.
There's a lot of shit that needs to be done around here. Anyway. Back to Twitter. I pooped today. My phone had started suggesting I pooped today when I type pound I.
That is fucking amazing. That's awesome.
Hashtag I goes I poop today.
Freak Five says you could stop smoking pot. That's not true, Freak Five. I cannot stop smoking pot. Like, I literally have pain that I use it for. So there's no way I cannot stop smoking pot.
This also comes from Freak. I forgot what I said to him at that point, but he said that was nasty. You should be ashamed for not flushing. And if I did do it, I would blame that Freak Man. And he sent us a, you know, another tweet of being shamed.
Yeah.
And there's a video.
So wait a minute. Let me get this straight. Hold on. Let me get this straight. Freak Five is poop shaming you, Brink?
Yes, I believe so. So scrolling up, you sent us a video of a fart song. I listened to a couple seconds of it and stuff. Stunk, bitch. Then you sent us the comic strip of that tale that's going around of how Ant-Man can defeat Thanos.
that was really good too. I did enjoy that.
I like the comic strip. You guys can see it on our Twitter link. You were tweeting out about the show, and Freak said he had a Sweeto. I have a few Sweetos tonight. At Frank Branch is going to really be happy for me about one of them.
You know what? When Freak Five tweets shit like that, I get nervous, man. Like it's, this is going to be when we get to the Sweetos. Oh, Jesus!
Is that Ocho and his mom?
What? Yes, it is.
Oh, I feel like I was looking at that one trying to figure, like, I see, I'm scrolling up, I was like, Chad Johnson.
Yep, that is Chad
Chad.
Johnson,
Oh,
yep.
yeah, I think this is mom. Okay.
Yeah.
And then you pooped today, responded with Eric. I was tweeting to Freak, I should say, and Freak responded with not yet.
We're all eagerly anticipating when Freak 5 poops today, so you can hashtag I poop today. So, all right, cool. All right, anything else?
He's so shaming me for not flushing. Well, if he keeps tweeting about I poop today, I'm gonna keep not flushing.
Oh, he said you
Oh, you forgot.
forgot.
I sent you a picture, said you would could say I poop today.
Yeah.
I missed that. I learned it by watching you. I see a video of that. What is this video you sent? Is that Pulp Fiction?
Yep, don't be a square.
Okay. Oh, okay. Poop today video. The shame video. Oh, wait, no, this is Bridget. Bernie sent this one, a poop video. What the hell?
I don't even know what
A
that is,
poo
man.
party video. Okay. And there's the dog pooping video that Frank sent me. And then
That, yes.
Stanley from The Office. And then, let me see, I don't know who that guy
You
is.
know, that's one of my all-time favorite GIFs or GIFs, however you say it. I don't fucking know, man.
Who cares? I say either way, too.
I know.
Choose your moms, choose Jeff, so it's
That
Jeff.
yeah. That one with the dog pooping, and it's like it's a little girl, and she's like, "Good job pooping," and she's like patting him as he's pooping. It's funny as fuck. But anyways,
Yeah.
all right. He says he's gonna send it again, break. So there you go. All right, Eric, let's move on to your hopefully spoiler-free review of Shazam.
Shazam!
Yeah, Shazam is. I don't know too much about this character since I don't read a lot of the comics at all. I just know most of the background before, like, I.
Do you know at one time this was the most popular comic in the world?
Yes, it
Yeah.
was. Yes, it
It was
was.
also called Captain Marvel before
Yep.
Marvel's like, no, we're doing Captain Marvel. Fuck you.
Yeah, exactly. Plus, we're Marvel,
So they had to
bitch.
rename him to Captain Thunder, and Captain Thunder was dumb, so they changed it to the even more inexplicable Shazam.
Yeah, I like both. I like Captain Thunder and Shazam. Although Captain Lightning would have been better. But
I don't
anyway.
like either of those now. I like Shazam because I can go Shazam!
Yeah, but you don't turn into Shazam. That's the whole fucking
I
thing,
know,
man.
but I just want to do. I just like screaming Shazam.
Yeah, there you go. All right, so continue on, Eric.
And not to be confused with Kazam, that was
Kazam.
Oh, he sent me a picture of a turd in the toilet. Thanks, Jesus Christ. I'm kicking from chat. Where's the X button? X
It is
file.
about the story of Shazam, not in the movie, but the surrounding background of the character is that he's a kid who got summoned to a magical plane, and he inherited some wizard's powers, and he sort of became a superhero because of it. But he's still a kid, so he goofs off a lot usually.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think you're explaining it right. He is a kid, but when he transforms into a superhero. Like he becomes a
Yeah.
guy who basically looks like Superman.
Yeah,
He goes from like a 12-year-old kid to
be
Superman.
as best as possible so he can actually, be useful.
Okay.
But he fought Superman and he can go toe-to-toe with him because Superman's weakness is magic.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
Yeah.
this movie is a nice refreshment from all the grim dark DCU movies that have been out lately.
Yeah,
It's good because the only one that's really I mean, Batman's supposed to be dark, but like the Flash is supposed to be like upbeat and Superman's not dark, you
Superman's
know?
supposed to be like the hero, you
Batman
know?
versus Superman's world is just gross.
I didn't like Snyder. Snyder
Haven't
fucked
watched
up.
any of those movies, but just watching like the previews and what I've heard about them, like the dark world, like that's more like what Marvel does, you know?
Suicide Squad was garbage, and the new Joker movie's probably gonna be garbage.
No, the new Joker movie looks actually really good.
They got a good actor to do it, so
Yeah,
maybe.
I'm hopeful for that one, and that one
Yeah,
should be
but they're
dark.
trying to make him sympathetic by having like, oh, I got beat up a lot, so now I'm
But
turning into
that's
Joker.
kind of the I there's never really been a really solid origin of Joker in the comics, but there is allusions to this story in some of the comics, and I'm curious. I like it. I'm down. I'm down for the Joker. I'm not down for Suicide Squad 2 or any other bullshit.
And what about the Morbius movie?
I am down for that. I am down for Morbius because I think
human vampire.
Yes, I'm a big Morbius fan, man. I love Morbius. That hell yeah, Morbius, more living vampires.
Is there gonna be a Power Girl movie? Is what I want to know.
Interesting question. I would venture to say
there's gonna be a Star Girl series.
There is gonna be a Squirrel Girl series, and I'm down
Star
for that.
Star Girl series.
Star Girl series.
Oh, Star Girl.
There's a DC character. She doesn't have superpowers per se, but she has a staff that gives her powers.
Yeah, kind of like Nico Minoru in the MCU, but that's a whole different story. But anyways, so anyways, what are you giving Shazam, Eric?
I thought it was a good first start for a hopefully much better sequel, because the villain, this is another problem with like Superman. It was like the villains are typically just lame.
Yeah,
like,
except
they
for Thanos.
Used to do an origin story before they could do anything interesting.
Who's your favorite villain, real quickly? Break. Who's your favorite comic villain?
DC villain.
DC or
I don't like I. There's a lot of villains I like. Like, you know, everybody likes the Joker, of course.
Of course,
he's a fantastic villain. I always liked Apocalypse.
Apocalypse is a good one.
Yeah. And then they did that movie. And
yeah, they'll fix that.
Say
they're
his
gonna
name.
Although,
I have to think. Like, for me, like the X-Men and Spider-Man and Batman, like they've always had like the best villains. You know,
Freak Five's exile, son of a bitch.
The Sinister Six, like that's good. That's a good villain setup. Like I've always liked Doc Ock.
Yeah.
I think the villain in this movie, though, is being set up to eventually be the Black Adam, but we don't get Black Adam in the movies.
Yeah, and that's ridiculous. We should have had Black Adam in the Shazam movie, but whatever. Banana Nathan is in chat. Welcome, Commander Root. Dronesville is in chat. I think that, or Drone 7.
I was just looking at the Stargirl, the premise, and apparently, like,
the premise? You mean
it
the
says
premise?
Comedy? No, well, I was looking at it says comedy, drama, romance. Like what?
Yeah, I know.
I just saw that Giancarlo Esposito's in it. He's a good actor.
He's going to be in the Swamp Thing series with Adrian. Is it the Swamp Thing one or no? He's going to be in the Creepshow.
Maybe this is a different series. Thing from what I from the Stargirl I was talking about. But Giancarlo's a great actor.
Yeah, he is a good actor. He's great in Breaking Bad. Freak Five is exiled. He says he loves vampires, and that's why he's Team Edward. So there you go.
Can I be on the team of just like destroying all copies of Twilight from existence?
I wish, man. Although the Rift Tracks one is pretty good, and the Rift Tracks is good of Twilight. That's the only way to watch
but,
it.
But the score for this movie, I give it a 7.
Giving it a 7. Okay, that's fair. That's well above average, so it's worth watching. all right, let's move on here. Did you have any reviews, Break?
I'm trying to think of what I did this week. Nope.
Okay. All right, let's move on then to everybody's favorite segment of the show. If it ever plays.
Ah, what is it?
Stinko of the week.
All right, Breakman, your stinko of the week.
I've got two.
Okay.
I don't know if it was national news or not, but about, I guess, 8 years ago, there was a mother who, I don't know, for whatever reason, she kind of lost her mind and ran off of her son and killed herself and left a note saying, "He's fine, but you'll never see him again." Well, a few days ago, some guy claimed to be that missing kid.
Oh boy!
You know, he came like he came out and I God knows where, and he ran up to somebody claiming to be a victim and being held down and claiming to be that kid, and put that family through so much misery. For like apparently this guy was he's like in his 20s or something, but he's claiming to be a teenager for one thing. He's got a history of being a little asshole, just so. I'm not going to say his name because I don't want to give him any fame or anything like that, but just the claim to be a missing kid and, you know, that family's hearts, you know, every day they probably think about that kid and wonder and stuff like that. And to go through something like this, just fucking fuck that guy.
He's yeah, it's sort shit. Of it's sort of like when psychics, when so-called psychics give like Sylvia Brown was one of the ones that she's like, oh yeah, your daughter's like northwest and you know she's dead, and they went searching, didn't find it. Turns out she was southwest and was very much alive. So she put that family through fucking hell and misery. And this guy's just as bad. He's a piece of shit. And I agree with you. We shouldn't give him any airtime at all. So, yeah. Totally agree with you, Breakman. What else you got?
Yeah. My other one goes to there is a school, and I should have loaded the story because it's in Kentucky, but I forget which school it was, who fired a teacher whose unfortunate topless picture leaked.
Oh boy.
Somehow it was stolen or something like that. It wasn't her spreading it. It wasn't her. She's not like a porn star or anything like that. She sent a topless picture to a boyfriend. And somehow the kids found out about it and spread it all over school and stuff like that. And that got her fired.
I think this is bullshit, Breakman, for a huge reason.
Just one?
Yeah, well, one major one. And it's called censorship. And the way that American people treat sexuality in this country, I was looking at a Twitter feed of the male girl for Joe Bob Briggs' show on Shudder, and she's really hot. Her name is Diane Prince, and she's a former – I think she's a former porn star and stuff like that. But she – on Twitter, she got suspended because her AVI was a picture of her like – almost exposed breasts with like a Jason mask over her nipple, and she got suspended for that. And I'm like thinking to myself,
which is weird because you got a bunch of other people having naked stuff.
Oh, yeah, it was in New York. I thought it was in Kentucky for some reason. Sorry. Yeah.
No, it's okay. But the problem is like, I mean, first of all, like you should know if you take a nude picture of yourself on your phone somehow, it's going to get leaked, especially if you're in a position of power. I'm not saying teacher is all that high up to be able to do that, but you should, you know, use a little more discretion. But in lieu of that, that's something very private. But it wasn't even her fault. Like, she was obviously hacked.
It was stolen, yeah.
It was stolen or something like that. And I think it should be incumbent upon that person to be able to sue the school.
That's what she's doing right now.
Yeah, and get her job back. But the problem is our court systems, like 99.9% of the time, always go with the corporations or government. So it's like if your people are constantly being oppressed like this, what do you think the backlash is going to be?
Well, I have a thought, though, because yeah. I was thinking this in Kentucky. Because it's in New York, she does have more of a chance. It is perfectly legal for a woman to go topless in New York.
Mm. Yeah, but
so she's gonna have a much better chance of. And actually, I found out recently it's perfectly legal in Ohio too.
Really, in the entire state, yes. You can just go yes. topless in the entire state.
Apparently, women can go topless in Ohio.
Wow, that is sweet. When people start doing that, then that I mean, I think that's fantastic. I can't tell you the number of times that – I mean, it doesn't bother me.
I'm sure cops would still arrest them, you know, and shit like that. And then they'd have to, like, hey, this is legal, and they'd let them go and then drop the charges or
if they knew,
shit like that. Yeah. But you know, because you know how cops are.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course. You're causing a disturbance and blah, blah, blah. Like, I'm causing disturbance. These other people are causing disturbance. You know what I'm saying? Like I don't know.
The only disturbance is if somebody actually calls in. You can't just preemptively say it's a disturbance.
Look – we have bodies, right? And we have what we call, I don't even know why we call them private parts, because everybody knows what everybody's got, right? I mean, I know that women walking around have breasts and a vagina, and men have a penis. I mean, I know it's news.
Oh my
it's,
God. Oh my
it's
God.
It's breaking
oh
news.
Men also have breasts, but they're just not nearly as large.
Right. And why is it that men can walk around topless and women cannot? This drives me up the fucking wall with the double standard that we have in this country. You know, and it's like, why? Because it's more or less offensive because a man does it? Like, seriously? Like,
because men can't control themselves, so we need laws.
That's fucking bullshit. If a woman wants to walk around – look, I hear somebody close to me – not going to mention any names. Somebody close to me made the argument that she shouldn't have been wearing what she was wearing when she got sexually assaulted out there for a certain case that I was discussing.
How dare she wear clothing?
And I said, I could care less if a woman walked fucking nude in the street. There is no reason for anybody to lay a hand on her. You know what I'm saying? She's not inviting anything. She's not flaunting anything. She's being natural. You know what I'm saying? So if a woman wears a low cut blouse and a mini skirt and goes out walking around, there is no excuse for somebody laying their hands on that woman. All right. Which we'll get into my stinko later. But
I think a part of the problem is that we treat everybody like we're children, basically. Mm-hmm. A lot of our laws do. And for instance, like, we don't want children, we want children to understand their private parts. We don't want adults touching them and stuff like that. And you don't want other kids touching you there and stuff like that without your permission. So, you know, because we're protecting kids, we got to stop everyone from doing it.
This is part of the problem. Freak Fight says
we can't talk about the naked parts because, you know.
They are called private parts because they're supposed to be kept private, not shown to everyone. That's your interpretation of the way that we should be, Freak Five. Like seriously.
Yeah, she sent to an ex-boyfriend. He was a boyfriend at the time. He probably released it like a piece of shit.
I think he was explaining it to you. I don't think that's what he thinks.
No, I know. I know.
I'd like to say that I have taken naked pictures of women before, and I've never in my life even thought about putting them online. And
I agree.
Any guy who would do something like that is a piece of garbage.
Yeah, I agree. That's
a violation of privacy. That is, I don't understand how somebody can just so easily do that. Like, I'm going to get revenge on her and stuff like that. Like, you're putting your pictures out on the internet for fucking creeps and shit. Yeah.
I totally agree. Like I can't stand my ex. My ex screwed me over in more ways than one, and I would never do that. Like, I literally would never do that. Like, it's a very private thing. Like, you know, you're not. I mean, even if somebody did something as egregious as they did to me, I would never, never think of doing that. You're right, Brake. Yeah. Like, it just crosses the line, and there's a reason why there are what they call revenge. I don't think it's porn, but I think it's like it's along the lines of revenge porn. You know what I mean? Like, you can't.
Well, you're putting it online specifically to make it pornographic. So I think calling it revenge porn is fine.
Yeah,
there should be stiff penalties for it.
Like, there should. No question. There should be
stiff
penalties.
Once it's online, there's no getting rid of it. Even if you take it down from one site, you know, it's just it's a naked picture. It's already been copied.
Yeah. No, I agree. It's egregious. It's very egregious, and you know, shouldn't be done. No matter what somebody's done to you, like, if it's an ex that did that, he should be in jail because he caused her he caused her a lot of problems, like life problems that she'll never get rid of in her entire history. So it really, really sucks. Let's see. Didn't she send the picture to the next boyfriend? I think he also worked the same school. Easy for him to give the picture to a student after they broke up. If that's what he did, then that's bullshit. And then he's asking, didn't a bunch of strippers protest the church by standing outside of it in Ohio, by standing outside topless? I remember something, and then,
he sent us a link. I'm trying to load it, but for some reason it's taking forever.
Give me a second here. Daily News. Hopefully there's no nudity and I can show y'all.
Well, that's why I'm trying to load it. So, before there's a video. So
I don't see any
pictures. No. They don't look pictures, and they don't look naked in the picture. You're
God,
fine.
And those are strippers? Jesus Christ. Those are bad strippers in Ohio. Oof. I don't know if I'd go to that strip club, but I agree with their message. But damn. Ugh. Okay.
I've probably been to that strip club.
You said stiff, Freak 5 cents. All right. So that's that. Anything else on that break on your stinko?
No.
All right. Eric, your stinko of the week.
I think of the week are gaming gatekeepers.
What do you mean?
Basically Gamergate, but I'm talking specifically about the get good crowd mentality, where, like, you know, since another From Software game that's been made by Miyazaki has been released with Sekiro, people are doing the whole difficulty debate again. And when you start saying stuff like the games shouldn't need difficulty, and just you need to get better and make time for it, it's just a lot of like, it's like, your points are valid, but that doesn't mean these other people's points aren't as valid either.
Yeah, and it doesn't mean that you're not
and
a
and completely too. Ignoring them, but like back to the get good parts, like it's a toxic behavior that just isn't helpful. It's like, if you want to be, how about you get good at being a better person,
yeah,
and encouraging people and help, giving them hints and tips instead of being an elitist. And I also saw stuff on the internet, like over Twitter, about talking about what a real gamer is.
Ooh,
that's,
I can't wait.
Gatekeeping.
We've talked about that before. Anybody
I don't
who...
think there's such thing anymore as like a definition of a gamer, because pretty much everybody
that,
games.
Yes.
Even if it's just
good
even
point.
If it's just picking up your phone and playing puzzle games or something.
Thank
you,
Breakman. Thank you for saying that.
Plus,
like,
plus, trying to like pigeonhole gamer as somebody who does like some extreme like nonsense, like the number of hours you put into a game or what kinds of games you play.
Yeah, Freak5 says what I was going to say. He says anyone who plays a game is a gamer. I totally agree with that.
I mean, because like calling a person himself a gamer is just simpler and less of a mouthful than saying a person who plays video games.
Yeah, we're going to talk about game difficulty in a minute, and I've got plenty to say in our free for all. So let's kind of keep that under wraps. But I agree with you, Eric. The gaming gatekeepers is a great phrase. Like who is you to determine who's, you know, who's what?
Who is you?
Yeah, who is you?
Exactly. Who you be?
I think that's the name of the show. Who is you?
Yeah. Dungeon says, if someone likes a game like Sekiro, they can make their case why without being an asshat. Just saying, but it's the internet.
Yeah.
We'll get to it, Dungeon. We're going to talk about it because it's an important topic in video gaming.
The people that are most complaining about those who want an easier difficulty are the toxic people.
We'll wait. We're going to talk about it.
There are legitimate people out there, but I think they get drowned out by the shittier people out there.
Yeah. Eric, let's hold off on this talk.
Unfortunately, I think that happens all the time.
Yeah. All right, Breakman, did you already do your stinko? I think you did your stinko, right?
Yeah, we're waiting for your stinko.
My stinko is – all right. I'm going to say Me Too, the Me Too movement, all right? The Me Too movement gets my stinko of the week, all right? I had a hell of a week on Twitter, and mostly it was about
– I saw some of that.
Yeah. Most of it was about Joe Biden, and I cannot believe how many people are coming out of the woodworks and defending Joe Biden.
I told you they would.
It is the fucking weirdest thing, all right? And I'm calling out Democrats. Democrats are part of the stinkos too. They're big stinkos. A good chunk of Democrats are big fucking stinkos. And at the head of that group, I would say, is Alyssa fucking Milano. All right. Someone who I think is very talented, very beautiful. And I agree with her on a lot of political ideas that she has and stuff, but she is absolutely.
I don't know if she's a Democrat so much as she is a political opportunist.
I am 100%. And the opposite of her way of thinking when it comes to Joe Biden, all right? Apparently, Joe Biden's her friend. And I would not even excuse Breakman or Eric if they went around doing what Joe Biden
I will say is. That it's entirely possible to simultaneously want to support feminist issues, but also have lacking the self-awareness to shield your own shortcomings and feeding into the culture that you're trying to fight against.
Okay.
It'd be one thing to defend him like point blank on all of it if this was something that he'd done years ago and he'd reformed from, as opposed to something he's still doing actively.
Right, and here's the thing.
Like, to just completely back him like she does, like, that's just – like, okay, we can understand, like, because there are pictures of him, like, doing a lot of the same stuff to guys, that this isn't sexual. But – you know, you're still – it's completely inappropriate.
I checked, Biden was pretty intelligent, right? So I think he can tell the difference between a guy and a girl, right?
I know,
so,
but he's done a lot of, like, it looks like sniffing guys' hair too.
I'm sure
– I saw a bunch of those pictures in this last, because people are saying, because I said like he wouldn't do that to a guy, and then somebody showed me like a bunch of pictures.
You,
of him,
you
guys,
and Frank and got in a Twitter argument with like two people that I know of,
right.
And they didn't understand that severity was irrelevant. That sexual assault is sexual assault. It doesn't matter what the degree of sexual assault
I was being accused.
And it should be scorned the exact same way regardless of
right.
Severity.
And the point was being raised that I was making false equivalencies between Donald Trump and Joe Biden. And maybe
yeah, they did that with me too. Like that's at that point I just stopped responding. Like I'm just like whatever.
No,
I didn't want to be a part of it.
Words
just,
in my mouth. I'm just not going to respond.
Okay. Here's the thing, all right? Okay. I think Donald Trump is a piece of fucking human garbage that deserves to be in prison. Okay, for many reasons, right?
Right.
But there's a big difference between what was being said in that whole Twitter. I don't want to mention names because they're friends. These are friends, right? They're friends of the show.
And if you're listening, we're not trying to be mean. We want to point something out that we can't get it words on Twitter.
Yeah.
Well, one person was fine. Like me and him were having a fine back and forth, and like you and him got into it. And I'm like, okay, I'm just whatever. I'll let you guys go. But then somebody else came in talking about Fox News and stuff like that. And I'm like, okay, like you're just like me when I'm angry. Like I'm done.
Okay. Yeah. I think the point was the point was made against me that I was making a false equivalency by what Biden was doing and what Trump was doing. What did Trump do? Trump isn't – I mean he says he grabs women by the pussy, right?
Yeah, but he lies so much that's probably not even true.
That's my whole point.
For God's sakes, he doesn't even seem to know where his father was born.
Right. So,
it seems like he lies so much that he just doesn't even know the truth
anymore.
Here's
why I say Biden is just as bad, if not worse, than fucking Trump, okay?
Because
he's not stupid. And he knows exactly what he's doing. He knows the difference between men and women. He knows what he's doing, whether it's a man or a woman. Sniffing someone's hair is very sexual in nature, all right? So when you're coming up behind somebody, I saw one video where he was coming.
Unless you're Neil deGrasse Tyson, you're just a super curious moron.
Yeah, well, he was.
He doesn't know what personal space is.
He went behind.
Which I believe is the truth beyond his sexual assault allegations. He probably just does things without thinking about it.
Yeah. Well, he went behind this like redheaded girl, and it was one of the most chilling things I think I've ever seen. She was clearly uncomfortable, and if you're at that age, you're not going to sit there and say, "Hey, don't do that." You know, I mean, you wouldn't even do that if you were an adult. I don't think. For God's sakes, it was the fucking vice.
I don't think a lot of guys would say don't do that either. When the cameras are on you and stuff
right.
like that, in that situation, you'd be more like, "What is this guy doing?" But
yeah,
like, you're trying same time to pose for a camera,
right?
You're, you're trying not to worry about him, and you're
right.
trying to worry about like your perception of you and everything.
Right,
else.
Right, exactly right. So he comes up behind her and he puts his hands on his shoulders, which I don't think that's necessarily the worst thing. If you're coming up behind somebody and you're putting your hands on their shoulders, but he sits there and he like sniffs her hair, and it's like what a fucking serial killer would do. You know what I'm saying? Like it's sick. It's fucking gross. And this guy has a very long history of doing that. And by the way, he's a terrible candidate.
And even if you were friends and you've known each other long enough to know that they don't mean anything by it when they do that, I'd still take the position of just don't touch me unless I give you permission first.
And here's the difference.
And as far as like Alyssa Milano, like you can still be friends with somebody and still hold them accountable.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. That's a good point. I happen to think that if you're still friends with somebody after all of the accusations that have come out and the video evidence, then maybe you should keep different friends. But
or you're just so vain that you'll hold on to the few friends you have regardless of what happens,
so,
even if it hurts you.
Yeah, right. So here's my
or others.
Yeah, right. Here's my.
Well, we also know people are sheep, so
that's true too.
You can be wishy washy about shit like that, and still have your followers and supporters.
And you know what? What's funny? It's like the seventh thing on the list of why you shouldn't vote for fucking Joe Biden. All right, you have Anita Hill, who he fucking shamed. right? That whole Clarence Thomas fucking thing.
He didn't apologize for that.
Never apologized.
He gave a half-ass apology for this. Like, I'll, you know.
He didn't apologize.
He said, I'm sorry for the people. He said in a way that, like, you know.
Yeah,
the half-ass apology, like that.
It wasn't even an apology.
The broad apology.
It wasn't an apology. Like, yeah, it was. It was nothing. It was worse than an apology. It was like, I'll be more wary of people's personal space in the future type thing. It was never. I'm sorry to Flores. I'm sorry to fucking, you know, the nine other fucking or eight other women that he did this to. Plus, there'll be more. Trust me. In the next year, you're gonna hear about plenty more. It's just so stupid.
Can I say, like, fuck Donald Trump for even saying, like, anything about it?
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
Like, stay out of this, you fucking rapist. Like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Like, you have no business to say anything. Like, pot calling kettle black. And just for people who don't think that – or for people that think that Biden gets it and, like, he's going to change and stuff like that. He's going to, like, avoid it for the cameras. But if you think he's changed, just listen to the press or the the meeting he had today where
he joked about it.
Apologizing for it, he joked about it.
Yep, he didn't learn his lesson.
To a crowd of largely men, he made jokes about
it. And you know what's worse is those fuckers that were laughing at that joke. If I was in that crowd, I would have been disgusted. I would have got up and left. I really would have. Let's say I was a donor or you know, somebody prominent and I was in that audience, I would have got up and left. I really would have. I would have been like, you really don't get it. Like, I, you know, I could have thought he was sincere in that non-apology, and then went to that, and then that would have really sealed my fucking mind right then and there about Joe Biden. He is a
like,
worthless.
You're not a fucking comedian, and even a fucking comedian would probably
avoid that joke.
You're supposed to be a smart guy. Probably a comedian would have. If they're going to make a joke, the joke would have been heavily at their own expense.
Right.
About them being, like, a terrible person or something like that. But most comedians, like, when Louis C.K. was apologizing, he wasn't making jokes about it, was he?
No. I don't know if he's truly sincere because of some of the shit he said after, but you're right.
Well, I'm not saying that, but I was just using an example, like, as a comedian apologizing.
Right.
An apology, you're not trying to make the audience laugh.
Right. So, I mean, there's so many other reasons not to vote for Joe Biden, like his voting for the Patriot Act and the Iraq War and his segregation shit is atrocious. Why Obama picked Joe Biden is fucking beyond me, man. Like, I think it was to appease the Republicans, but he's a horrible candidate. He's almost as bad, if not worse, than Hillary Clinton. So anybody thinking about voting for that asshole, good luck with that. There's no way that guy is going to get that nomination. No fucking way. Dungeon says, man, when you have to bring out Louis C.K., that's when you know someone fucked up. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right, man. He is. So that's my stink of the week. Let's move on to some happier things.
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet of the week.
What's your sweet of break, man?
Oh, my sweeto goes to let me tell you a tale of a young kid in a teenager in Kentucky. He decided that he wants to play basketball, you know, because a lot of kids want to play basketball and such like that. Mm-hmm. This kid, however, has a religious belief that says we do not vaccinate, basically. The school told him, well, if you're not going to vaccinate, we're not going to let you play basketball.
Good.
And his name is Jerome Kunkel.
Mm-hmm.
And he sued. You know, he took him to court and said his freedom of religion is being violated. You know, this is absolutely ridiculous. They're using aborted babies for their vaccines and stuff like that. This is what he said. So his family obviously does not believe in vaccination. He sued, and the court system said, you know, this is way more important than just you little asshole.
Good for them. Glad.
I'm summarizing, basically. It's not just about you. It's about the health and well-being of everyone. So the court obviously said, no, if you want to play basketball, you're going to have to get vaccinated. End of story.
Oh, good. That's fantastic, man. Finally, justice. You know, I mean, we hardly ever get justice, but, you know, that's...
Yeah, I mean, especially when we're dealing with measles outbreaks, that a disease that we supposedly beat over 18 years ago.
Yeah, like, yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah. Freakpipe says, first, one of his supervisors asked if he wanted to move to a different position. He said if he wanted the job, it was his. That is... Fantastic. So you're moving up from glory hole to hand jobs, or hand jobs to glory hole. Sweet, Freak Five. That's fantastic. Eric, did you have a sweeto?
No.
All right.
I guess getting through this week, because this week put me through the ringer, man.
Yeah, he says it's $1 more an hour. That's wow, so you're going to be up to $2 giving handies, man. That's sweet. And I have started training for it. I have work all day, and I stay caught up, but don't feel like I'm working harder. That is really good. That's very rare. And he says this seems like the day goes by quickly. That's cool. Nice to hear, Freak Five. My sweeto, I mentioned earlier, Twilight Zone, man. Like, I got the old goosebumpy feel from Twilight Zone again, and that's good, because every other iteration of Twilight Zone since Serling was
on Fletcher. Oh, I do have a sweeto.
Let me finish mine, Eric.
Okay.
No, you don't get one.
Yeah, exactly. So every other iteration of Twilight Zone has been pretty much shit. But now I think it's back on track, and it's got a lot of the same feel, only modernized, and I couldn't be happier. So that's really cool. All right, Eric, your sweeto.
A literal sweeto, because I scored a free muffin.
Oh, sweet. Nice. Freak 5 Second is his sister and brother-in-law gave him some gummies. So sweet. Some edible gummies. The good kind, I hope. All right. So now.
Oh, I thought he meant like he was losing his teeth and like it was, you know, that's all he could do without his dentures.
Yeah, most likely, man. You're probably right. I'm probably wrong. That's probably right, Frank. Okay. He said, yep. All right. So. Let's move on to...
Oh, then I was right. He confirmed it. Okay,
yeah,
good.
He did. He confirmed it. All right, let's move on to... It's a free-for-all! Little man! Yeah, it's a free-for-all! Wow! Suck it! I love the end of that. I know I say it every
week. Don't you also like to point out that Eric restored all of his hit points with the muffin?
And Freak 5 gets a +5 to psychedelics. So there you go.
He's eating these gummies while he's listening to the show, so he's a baked freak then.
Oh, man, I got to play Friday the 13th with him tonight then, so I can see him tripping out while he's playing Friday the 13th.
You might actually win one.
I might, man. Actually, that might... No, shit. Fucking Freak Five is pretty good at that game, man. So I don't know his partner's name in the game. But,
is he like, better where he just gets more powerful the more... weed smokes.
I do. I don't know about anybody else, but I do. No, I'll tell you a funny story. Like, it wasn't.
Yeah, let's rewrite Popeye, but he's a druggie.
We should do that. That'd be sweet. An RP Grinders version of Popeye, man. That'd be so awesome. But anyways, I'll tell you a quick story. I was of course, after the I never partake like before the show, because I like to be lucid during the show. I think I've only been high one time, the entire time I've ever done RP Grinders.
I've only been drunk on this show once.
Yeah,
I've only been drunk on this
show like every week. Yeah, I know. But anyways,
almost every week. No, we say I've only not been drunk.
But anyways,
I remember
like
that one time I was sober on the show.
Anyways, like I think it was a couple weeks ago. I was after the show. I, you know, went outside to smoke, and you know, I smoked a couple bowls. So I was pretty zoning, talking about Twilight Zone. But I came in and I know Freak 5 like almost every Friday plays Friday the 13th after the show. So you know, I jumped on and I put on my mic and headset and stuff, and. And I was like, "Freak, I'll watch y'all, but I can't play. Like, I couldn't play. Like, I just couldn't play. Like, I'd be, whether I was a counselor or Jason, it just wouldn't have been a good thing. But I had a good time watching those guys. It's fun to just sit and watch that game for a while. It's a good time. So, Yeah.
You know, before G4, I never thought it like it was real that much fun to sit and watch. But you know, it's actually can be yeah, fun.
It is. It depends on the nature of the game. And like, I love watching Dungeon play fucking games, man. I would like to watch Eric play games because Eric's a fucking game whiz too. But I never seem to be.
I don't want to watch him play like Mega Man.
I don't stream because my connection's too shit for it.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. You never stream.
I tried streaming my Bloodborne playthrough. Like on my new game plus or like yeah. post no pre new game plus I tried to take on the mood presence, but like before I could do anything, the apparently Twitch just decided to boot me and then the video stopped recording.
Yeah, they were like, "Fuck that, dude! Your connection is shit." I want to do more streaming or at least watch, like, I love watching Dungeon, man. Dungeon is I watched him play, I think it was Assassin's Creed Odyssey or something, and he was up against a Cyclops, and he's like, ah, no big deal, just whipped its ass. He just took out his bow and arrow, and he was just whipping the shit out of the boss. And then I watched him play Metro, the new Metro, and I kind of fell asleep, and then I woke up, and the game was ended. Like he beat the game. I was like, "Holy shit! I missed it! God damn it!" But anyways,
I don't want to stream because I'd get stuck on something stupid, and then just I'd be looking at comments, and it'd be,
When I stream, like when I used to stream for like Extra Life, I didn't pay attention to the comments, but then again, I didn't get any. So
yeah.
That would be better than not getting any. I think I guess.
Yeah.
And as long as I'm entertaining people, I guess.
You slept through the last. Yeah, I did. Dungeon, I was watching you for a while. I think about 20 minutes, and I was like really fucking tired that day. And then I totally zoned and fell asleep. And then when I woke up, it was like the credits were rolling. I'm like, Jesus Christ, Dungeon, you beat fucking Metro already? And it was really cool. Like I was watching him do all kinds of shit. But whatever.
Which Metro was it?
It was the newest one.
Lady, how old do you think I am?
I did miss the Giant Apes dungeon. I'm
there
gonna have
giant
to
Giant Apes in the newest one. Oh god!
Yeah, I'm gonna have to watch that.
One had a pretty definitive ending. Well, I guess if you got a good ending, I guess not.
There was There was Metro. There was Metro last night. Metro 2033, and then now they have this new one that's like out in the open. Like it's above ground. It's not. It's no longer.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, yeah. It looks good.
That was a lot of the atmosphere of the original was claustrophobia.
I think they captured
a small enclosure with monsters trying to kill you and shit.
Yeah, I think they captured most of that though. So Freak Five's trying to give himself a handy in chat. It looks like he says, another sweeto fell asleep in my recliner a couple nights ago. Daughter was woken up by my snoring, came in and covered me with a blanket. Oh, that's kind of cute. I would have
she didn't suffocate you though.
I know. I would have said the pillow would have been the way to go, but whatever.
I know. Like, just close his nose right here. It'll be okay.
And Dungeon's
and cover his mouth.
Exactly. Dungeon's gloating in chat. He got the good ending. So son of a bitch.
I did not get the good ending when I played it.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't play. I haven't played the newest one, but the last one.
Dungeon, did you play The Witness yet, Dungeon Buster? I know. Freak 5 is, I don't think Freak 5 beat it, but maybe you did. But Dungeon, if you played The Witness, let me know. Because there's like this challenge thing at the end that I need to do to get the platinum, and I'm having all kinds of fucking difficulty with that fucking thing. All right, guys. Here's the free-for-all this week. Game difficulty. I bring it up because, speaking of The Witness, I've been having a dandy of a time with The Witness, guys. And then, you know, with the release of Sekiro and Dark Souls and Bloodborne and all this other shit, the question is, and I don't mean this condescendingly, right?
Well, let me say, just from my memory, like the best thing to do is to fall in love with the Amish woman. And Danny Glover's the bad guy. That's what I remember from The Witness.
Right. There you go. The black guy's always the bad guy. Didn't you know that?
Not Danny Glover. Danny Glover's usually the good guy. But that movie, he was the bad guy.
Too old for this shit, man.
Yeah, all right. Danny Glover's usually a good guy. I mean, yeah.
All right. So game difficulty. The question I'm asking, and I mean this in sincerity, and I don't know the answer to this, although I do know the answer to this. Do we need an easy mode for every game? Because I've been seeing people bitching about Sekiro, But I have a different view on Sekiro than most people, I think, all right? Everybody knows I really fucking suck at video games, all right? If I were to do a stream and I were to play something like, let's say, Uncharted or something like that, people would fucking be livid at how I play because I suck, all right? But I usually get through video games, right? So I'm playing The Witness.
It just takes us longer. We die a lot.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you want to see death incarnate.
What if you want to watch somebody get too long?
Yeah. you don't have to go door-to-door proselyzing in The Witness. Yeah, you could, I guess. I mean, there's a lot of philosophy and a little bit of religious bullshit in The Witness, but whatever.
Does anybody play the Talos Principle?
No, but it seems interesting to me. All right, so here's the thing about difficulty in games, right? I love Dark Souls. I suck at it, and I die over and over and over and over and over. But I can't stand, we were just talking about it earlier, Eric, the people that say, get good, right? There are certain people that just can't get good. I am one of those people. Like, I mean, it would take me fucking forever to, quote, get good, all right? I try.
No,
and
I mean, your old bones just can't move that fast.
How dare you, son of a bitch. How dare you walking off this show. But here's the thing, like I can eventually get it, like Demons, it was Demon Souls, was my first foray into one of those hard games. But those games are a little different because if you have patience, you can eventually do what you need to do in those games. Dark Souls, Bloodborne, all the same, and I'm guessing Sekiro is the same way.
Well, barring actual physical impairments,
right,
that would make playing hard.
Yeah, right. Break Ben's exile, son of a bitch. So here's the thing. Like, I was watching video on Sekiro, right? And at first I was looking at it exactly like a Dark Souls / Bloodborne game, right? And it's...
I mean, it's got a lot of the same DNA in it, but
it's not. It's completely different. There were things that blew my mind about Sekiro.
It's basically a much harder version of Tenchu.
Yes, but here's...
It's basically what Tenchu should have been back in the PS1 era.
What I gather...
From Software made the first Tenchu game, yeah, which is weird. Like people call it a From Software series, but they made the first game and then Acquire made the rest of them.
Yeah. So I'm watching Tenchu, right? And I'm watching the Rad Brad play through Tenchu, and he's having a tough time, and he's actually a fairly decent gamer.
Wait,
right?
Tenchu or Sekiro?
Sekiro. I'm sorry, Sekiro, not Tenchu. So I'm looking at him play it, and he's dying over and over, just like everybody else on YouTube that's playing, like Afro Samurai, and, you know, I don't know if you guys have seen Afro Samurai XL, but it's fucking hilarious. The guy he's funny as fuck. He's like Sekiro's easy, is an easy game, and then you'll watch him play
there's
it.
There's an actual YouTuber called Afro Samurai.
No, it's not Afro Samurai. It's Afro...
Ninja?
Senju, or Afro... Senju. Afro Send You XL or something like that. I can't remember, but he's fun to watch because he's going through this game, he's getting his ass kicked, and he's like, ah, you know, he's screaming like the rage gamer and stuff like that. But there's I saw another video with this guy that was kind of giving you tips on how to play Sekiro. And the thing about Sekiro is not only does it have branching paths of things that you can upgrade and stuff like an RPG and, you know, those little things that help you get to the next level. But there are techniques in that game that you wouldn't normally think were the right way to play that game. Like when somebody lunges at you with a sword, you jump towards them, like over their sword, so you can get in a couple of hits and, you know, little things like that. So if you can...
If you buy the Makiri counter skill, then you could just do that when they go for a thrust. And you know what a thrust is when the... basically, you're looking for the glint of the sword's position. If the glint of the sword's like right in front of you, that means they're going to do a thrust. If it's to their left or to their right and your left, they're going to do a sweep, and that means you got to jump kick them.
I don't have to try to get good at life. I'm already good at life, Freak 5. Games is the problem. Games is the problem, man.
Freak says the problem is that actually Frank has been trying and failing to get good at life for trillions of years. He isn't going to get good at video games in a couple of years.
You know what? You'd be surprised. The Witness I've been kicking ass on. The only thing that's kicking my ass on the Witness is the very end challenge thing, man. That fucking thing. I mean, it's one thing to know the rules of the fucking game, but it's another thing to like put a time limit on. If there's one thing in video games that I would just get rid of completely, it's time limits. I fucking hate time limits on any video game. It's one of my pet peeves. So it's like, whatever. Dungeon says you need to be extremely aggressive for much of Sekiro. Yeah, see, that's the thing. But there are certain things like, you know, it's not like in Bloodborne and Dark Souls where you can kind of dodge left and then, you know, get back in the frame.
Or you could scale difficulty with armor and grinding.
Yeah, you could do that too.
Do you get to do my regular strategy, which is run away and heal? Just keep running.
Yes, yes. That's
you can do that to a point in this game. Like, yeah. If you go too far away, their
projectiles
appear and they'll regenerate, especially if they've got too little health.
Yeah, and a lot of them have projectiles and shit that you don't want to fuck around with. So,
like, another thing with Sekiro is like you can't bow and arrow everything to death.
Mm-hmm. So. I guess my question for you guys is, I don't think we should have an easy mode for every game. I think it should be there's a difference between being difficult and being accessible. Dark Souls is a perfect example. I think I have
to disagree to an extent. I think games should have difficulty options because options are always good.
Yeah.
And especially from franchise continuation sales perspective, because the more people you have playing your game, the more money you get. And while I can respect the vision of like a development team, I think completely ignoring feedback and continuing to make games the way you want to, instead of like, well, maybe I don't want to do this anymore, maybe there's something to what they're saying, maybe we should do that next time. Well, they haven't done that yet, and it's makes me feel like they don't listen.
Well, no, I think there's a certain vision of a video game, Eric. From Software's kind of the...
Yeah, I wouldn't want them to put an easy mode into Sekiro right now, after the fact, but maybe for their next game they consider that.
Yeah.
So I do remember a time when From Software games weren't just the Souls games, and they did have difficulty settings, despite the fact that they were kind of difficult.
Here's the thing, though, Eric. Like, I'm, you know what? I suck at video games, but I'm one to say that, like, in the Dark Souls series or even Bloodborne, you can. It's not a matter of getting good, right? I hate that phrase, get good. It's the stupidest, fucking easiest, lamest thing to tell
good,
somebody.
Good basically just means play more, practice.
You know, it also doesn't really, like, it's not helpful.
It's not helpful.
Well, let me use sports as an example. You can practice and practice as much as you want, but only certain people get to the big leagues.
Yes,
you know?
that's a good analogy.
You can practice all day long,
right.
But
right.
You just don't have enough talent.
You know what? That's a very good analogy, Brayton.
Might not be that you're not talented. For example, like the minor leagues. Everybody in the minor leagues could destroy baseball.
Here's what I
go up against somebody in the majors, right, they're going to look like they've never maybe played the game before.
Right. So. That's a great analogy, Breakman. Go ahead, Eric.
Here's what I would legitimately criticize Miyazaki and his development teams for all the games that they've done up to this point for.
Mm-hmm.
Them not reaching a stable frame rate for their games and not eliminating any of the jank in their games.
Yeah.
You've had decades to do that, near decades at this point.
That is a valid criticism, Eric, and that's something...
Because people's experience of the game is going to be impacted by whether or not they have it on the Pro, whether or not they have it on the Xbox 1 or Xbox One X or
what
on
is,
the PC with a good build.
Okay, what's the frame rate on a regular PS4 for Sekiro, Eric?
It hovers between 30. It's mostly 30, but it can dip in the 25.
Okay.
But I've not seen it personally yet. But then again, I haven't had too many enemies on the screen for that to happen. But
that is this is something that they could optimize the game to make it better for players.
Let's talk about actual accessibility options, like being able to see text size, and whether or not you have to do QTEs in your video game and stuff like that that would make it easier, and like different control options. Like, I know Microsoft has that like controller for disabled people, for like, so they can play it with like, if they only have one hand or something. Like, the game isn't designed for that either.
Well, the game is not designed for people with disabilities.
So, like, aside from the difficulty issue, like, how about making it easier for people to play the game, like, physically? or being able to see the things, using color schemes that, you know, are easier to see anything.
Yeah. I just think, like with the Dark Souls series and the Bloodborne game in particular, I think you can practice and get good, as they say. Sekiro is a little different in my view.
It's kind of like exercise. Like, you do it enough, you'll eventually get better.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. Like the Sekiro game to me seems like it's way too much for your brain to handle in conjunction with your dexterity. You know what I'm saying? So when you're playing Sekiro, like, there's like,
I almost feel like he made Sekiro just to, in a failed attempt to give the get good toxic people their own message, but of course it backfired, and they just doubled down on it.
Yeah, yeah. I don't necessarily think that they should have an easier mode in Sekiro by any stretch. I do think, like, there are certain things you can do. Like, I saw this one dude take down a boss in Sekiro by being stealthy and like coming up behind him and like ruining one of his.
You can do that with a lot of bosses, but you can't do that with everyone.
Right, but there's a lot that you can. But that's the thing. Like, if you
take off a health tick, and then you have to do the fight with just the other.
If you do stuff like that, where you can gain not an advantage, but you can level the playing field. Because if you play any one of those bosses, just straight up, it's just a matter of attrition. Like, you can play the game that way. From what I've seen, like, you can get in a couple of hits, go back, you know, kind of move around, get another couple of hits, and eventually wear down the boss. But I don't think that
I also do hate the fact that, like, there are so many bosses in the game that require you to get rid of all the other enemies around them.
Yeah, that's
just
another.
Just so you can have an even fight. Why, I mean, like, some of the mini boss fights just force you in an arena, and the other enemies can't join you. But that's great. But like, it's not like that all the time.
It's just, to me, like, if they do things to level the playing field, like, any one of those, like, mini-bosses or bosses can whip your fucking ass. Like, if you're fighting any one of them straight up and
Even, like, symbol grunts can be a challenge, especially in groups.
Yes, they can. Even one-on-one, they can be a challenge if you don't sneak up on them and stuff. But, like, there's a whole system in Sekiro that you have to retrain your brain. That's the whole thing. And I don't necessarily fault From Software for doing stuff like that. I just think that they've been thoughtful enough to put in certain things like stealth elements in their game where you can knock down the difficulty a little bit. But when you're doing a battle of attrition, like, I would be the type of person that would be patient enough to get to a mini boss and then die over and over and over because it doesn't click with me what to do, you know. So I have to look at videos to see how you do little different techniques and shit like that. And I wish there was a way of learning that without having to rely on everybody else. You know what I'm saying? Like, for me, The Witness was hard as hell mentally because they give you certain rules in the game and you have to, and sometimes two and three rules on a grid, and you have to, within those rules, figure out what to do on this grid. And it becomes, like, every puzzle becomes like a Sudoku puzzle. And you have to, like, think, okay, can I do this? Can I do this? And it's not a matter of experimentation, because if you experiment, you'll be there literally all fucking day. You literally need to sit there and rack your brain on how to do some of this shit, you know? So, and that's why I'm having such a problem with The Witness at the very, very end to get the platinum, because the time limits. And you know, if you give me time, I can do stuff. And that's why I think I can do okay on games like Sekiro, because there's no real time limit. Like, you just, if you die, you just go back and you try again, and, you know, maybe.
And the only penalty for dying is, you, like Dragon Quest, you lose half your golden experience. Experience is really only good for, like getting skills. So, like, you don't even need to worry about your experience half the time.
Yeah. That kind of sucks, but, you know, whatever. But
And the whole gold thing, like, if you spend it by, like, buying, like, spirit emblems, which are basically your ammo.
Yeah, let me go back and read some of the chat. Bernie says
you have to worry, like, you don't want to worry about losing and then getting Dragon Rot, because all Dragon Rot affects is your ability to do side quests.
Bernie gets +1 to host kiss upness, I guess. Frank is awesome, she says. Dungeon says, I'm not opposed to difficulty options in any game. You opt to use them or not. It's up to you and your willpower. Get good is just a trigger phrase. It totally is. And
from shitheads.
Yeah, and it sucks because, like, somebody like me, like, Dungeon is, I'm just as experienced of a gamer as Dungeon, right? Dungeon is just slightly more talented at video games than I am, but...
slightly.
But Dungeon... Dungeon isn't...
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm one for slight.
Brag I hear?
I know. Dungeon is not the type of person that's going to watch me play a stream and say, you know what, get good on a game like Sekiro or Dark Souls. He'll say, well, maybe you need to do this, or he'll give you advice, right? And that's how most people should view it. Like, let's be encouraging of people to beat games. Like I can't tell you the number of times I beat a game and Dungeon's right there saying, you know, hey, congrats, and, you know, it's really cool and stuff like that. Like positive messages work better when it comes to video games and gamers. When you say something like "get good," it's like you're not worthy of being.
You don't even have to say "get good." You could just complain about people who are complaining, and then that's almost like basically the same thing.
Well,
form version of it.
So there you go. Reminded him of Shadow Warrior 2's description of easy mode. Sometimes when you come home from work, you just want to feel like a badass. Yeah, that's true. Absolutely shit at fighting games, but I totally respect.
Sorry, go ahead.
That's right.
I didn't mean to interrupt.
Dungeon says, I'm absolutely shit at fighting games, but I totally respect people that enjoy them. See, I suck at... But I love playing them, though. I'll play Mortal Kombat like crazy. But I suck at them.
I mean,
like,
obviously, I suck at Killer Instinct, for instance. There's
Wyland whipped your ass, man. It was...
I'm trying to think. I also... let me see. Lost in Street Fighter 2. That was on video.
Yeah.
No, Street Fighter 4. I'm sorry. Street Fighter 4.
Freak Five says, in a single-player game, it shouldn't matter if other players want to play on extra easy. I totally agree. I love the character art in a lot of them, like the King of Fighters series or Guilty Gear, just bad at them, but I'm fine with that, Dungeon says. So, that's the thing.
Let me, as an example, let me add, like, the current Mega Man series. Like, they added an easy mode to new Mega Man, basically. Go back and play the old ones. They're really hard games, and I can see how that stops people from wanting to play them, for instance. But if you add an easy mode, you know, maybe that's going to get more people to try the game out, at least, you know?
Yeah.
So, Miyazaki, I know you like making hard games, but maybe you should reconsider it a bit, like, for the next game you do.
Well, for instance, I'm as an adult, somebody's played Mega Man since I was a little kid. Like, I can beat the Mega Man games. That's no problem. Usually I just quit by the time I get to the Wily levels, because I'm like, I don't want to do this. Like, this is just unfair punishment that I'm doing to myself.
There's a bit of news going on. Apparently Capcom's putting out a DLC for Resident Evil 2 that just lets you have everything you get from beating the game certain ways, you know? So if you wanted the Infinite Rocket Launcher and stuff, you can get that right away without having to do anything.
I remember there was an exploit.
Back to what I was saying, you know, as an adult, I can play through the Mega Man games, and that's all right. But as a kid, I could, you know, there are games I couldn't beat all the boss masters.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah. And now
it would have been nice to have an easy mode that would have maybe integrated me more into the game or let me see the game as a whole, as opposed to just getting to a certain point and not being able to get farther.
Let me tell you guys a story. When I was a kid, I was a much better gamer, right? Or when I was younger,
I feel like I've only improved as I got older.
I'm a way better gamer than I think now than I've ever been.
I think I've gotten
worse
because I tell this story and people don't believe me, man. I used to be able
to play games anymore.
I used to be able to beat games like Ghosts and Goblins, like no problem. Like no problem whatsoever. Like I could take a dollar to the, because I was poor, man. Like if I had a fucking dollar, I was in fucking seventh heaven. But I could take.
I feel like your memory of and your ability to play a video game is kind of like a muscle. And if you don't play that game often enough, you get worse at it. Like me, I had a hard time when I did my LP of Castlevania Bloodlines. You can't tell how many times I used my save state just to get past Dracula because I died and I lost my advantage of having a longer whip.
So yeah, see, that's the thing. Like, I'm kind of the opposite. Like, when I was a kid, like, not a kid, like, when I was younger, I should say, I would take a dollar because I didn't have much, and I would play something like Ghosts and Goblins, and you either had to do, like, learn real quick and be really good, or you just didn't fucking play the game because you'd be without money. I got to the point where I was beaten regularly. I was, because, like, you know, when they had arcades at the malls and stuff, like, you would do your thing and your parents would do something else, or you were in the mall all day, so you didn't, and I didn't have much money. I always went to the arcade, and if I had $5, I would doubt that, ooh, man, the world was the greatest thing in the world. But, you know, if I spend a dollar or less,
well, on especially since the arcade games are designed to be stupid hard, yes, and bullshit hard, because yeah, they want to eat your money.
Yeah, I used to beat it regularly, Ghosts and Goblins, like a buck or less. Like, I remember a couple times going through maybe 50 cents, and that, I mean, now playing Ghosts and Goblins is like the hardest thing in the fucking world. Dungeon says, even with RPGs, I know I missed out and stuff in a playthrough. As long as I'm able to enjoy the story and my experience with the game as a whole, I think it did okay. Same here. I'm not one on going back and like getting every single little thing, unless I'm really close, like The Witness. I need that fucking platinum trophy. Yeah, it's, games are not public squares for humiliating people, Dungeon says. Freak 5 is exiled because he says get good. He says assholes saying get good are like your friend who figured out how to do a special move on Mortal Kombat and wouldn't tell you how because they were kicking your ass using it. Yeah. I know.
And I used an example of I had a friend, I'll just say quote unquote friend, who anytime I went over his house, like, and we'd play, you know, as friend, kids always play Nintendo. Like, we'd always have to play John Elway quarterback because he knew how to make his quarterback like
ungodly
run so fast he couldn't be touched.
Yeah.
So again, just how fun is that for me? Every time I go over his house, I have to go play a game and watch my and get my ass kicked for his amusement. How's that fun?
Yeah, it's fun not. The answer, it's not. Like, I remember playing like Halo with my friends, and they would know how to do like melee attacks. Wouldn't tell me how to do anything, and
I can give you an example of a get good moment I had on Twitter like years back before I decided to tell this this guy off, and he basically just mute blocked me. But yeah, I was basically playing the demo of Mighty No. 9 back when the Kickstarter was still going on, and they had the demo available for people because they were wondering what the hell was going on with the development of the game. They put that out. I played it, got to the electric stage. I think it was like Mighty No. 4, mm-hmm, like the electric person. But I was wondering whether or not the hitbox or the game was bugged somehow, and I was like asking them if they could like alter it because like the game was still in development. I figured it was a fair enough question. That person saw it, thought, no, you just got to learn how to get past this. It's like I had a legitimate question, idiot.
Yeah, I hate it. Like, the gaming community can be the absolute fucking worst, but then you have the opposite. You have people like Dungeon and, you know, like me, like, I'm always helpful. If I know something, I'm gonna fucking tell you, you know, even though I suck at video games. Like,
man, I eventually got past that point, and they never fixed it because apparently it wasn't that much of a problem. I just couldn't wrap my head around what I was actually supposed to do because, like, despite the fact that it made sense, all the sense in the world to duck and then slide under it, like, the hitbox would just, like, clip me, and then I'd die. Yeah.
Freak 5 says, today if Frank has a dollar, he's trying to buy weed. That's not true because I grow my own. He also says, quit lying, Frank. You ran into the arcade to hide from the mall cop who thought you were shoplifting. Well, that's true, too. You know, even though I wasn't. I mean, if you were a person of color back in the day, man, Freak, you know, I mean, any store that you went in, like, you were followed. I mean, to this day, I'm followed around in a fucking store like I'm going to steal some shit. You know, like, if I go to Best Buy, I used to work for Best Buy, so I know their practices. Like, if they go around and they're greeting you, but the reason that they're greeting you is to make sure that you're not, you know, that you're aware that people are around so you don't steal shit. It's sort of a deterrent. But I swear to God, every fucking time I go into Best Buy, I get greeted like every fucking aisle I'm in. And finally, I get sick of it. And I was like, do you guys think that I'm going to steal something? Because I've been greeted like every fucking aisle. Like it gets to a point like you just say, fuck this shit, man. But yeah, probably was hiding from the mall cops. Freak vibe. All right. So I think we put a kibosh on game difficulty. I think it's. Games are what you want to make of them, and just don't be a douche is, I think, our overall message. You know, be helpful. Be helpful, Breakman, you son of a bitch.
Right. Yeah, man, and that goes not just the community, but developers. Like, try to making your game more helpful to players.
Yeah, and, like, fix the frame rate from software. I mean, make it better so people don't have as much a hard time playing your fucking game. I don't disagree with the difficulty of the From Software games. But if they need to fix frame rates and glitches and other shit, then do it.
You can keep the useful ones where you can have your sword clip through a wall and basically like lure the enemy to getting stuck in the wall. I'll keep those because like every advantage you can use to get ahead of the game, sure. But like the actual legit problem ones, you should fix.
Yeah. All right. That's
like,
about
like I shouldn't die because my game's bad frame pacing decided that the frames would skip and I couldn't tell what I was doing.
Yeah. Yeah. See, that's a thing. I have a pro. So if I had Sekiro, it might be a different experience than what.
Yeah, you're... I heard that like the Xbox One X version might be slightly better to play on because of the way it handles the special option you can turn on. Kind of compensates for like the advantage the pro has over it. Gotcha. And eventually will outperform it.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's cool. All right. So that's about all we got this week.
Wait, what are we going to do what you've been playing?
We already did that. Where were you?
Oh, what you guys did that without me.
Well, you weren't here, man. What have you been playing, Break, real quickly?
Let me see. There's been a lot of talk about an upcoming game, so that inspired me. Since I'd just beaten Titanfall 2, I'm still playing the multiplayer a bit, but there's a new game I started and I'm probably going to be playing for a while, because after I beat it, I'm probably going to try with different characters and stuff like that. And I don't think I'm going to pre-order the next game, but I'm definitely going to play Borderlands 3 at some point.
Yeah.
But right now, I'm playing the Handsome Jack Collection. The pre-sequel.
Yeah.
Awesome. I'm having a lot of fun with the pre-sequel that somebody bought me.
Yeah.
For Christmas.
Those games are fun.
Didn't the Game of the Year condition just launch? Or is it like in a few weeks and the only people that are actually playing are the YouTubers? Because I subscribe to a guy named Fighting Cowboy. He does a bunch of Souls videos.
Yeah.
For like all those type of games. But he was starting to play. So I was like, either the game's out now or he's got a review copy.
All right, I think that's...
Yeah, so I'm playing Handsome Jack Collection right now, and I'm quite enjoying it, and there have been updates, and now when you turn the game on, it's promoting the Borderlands 3. It didn't do that before. Yeah. It's just, like, I just started playing this game, and within a couple days, there are now ads on it, and I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah. All right, anything else, Break?
Titanfall 2 is pretty great.
Yeah, it's a good game, man. I was pleasantly surprised. I picked it up on a whim. I had no idea about that game, but it is. It's a good game.
Dungeon Busters, I felt a bit sad when Apex Legends was announced because that meant no Titanfall 3. Yeah.
Oh, they'll bring out Titanfall
3. I'm thinking about trying Apex Legends at some point, but I don't want to play anything else because I started playing a Borderlands game, which...
Yeah.
I was complaining about the last two having pretty stale environments and stuff like that, and this one, it goes to a different place, and there's anti-gravity and shit, so,
yeah,
spoke too soon.
Yeah, it's good stuff, man. It's a good game. Freak5 says, GDP, not tonight. I will do one. Let's tentatively schedule that for next week. I will give it a good go for next week.
Oh, I'm going to write that down. GDP.
Yep. GDP next week. He says he feels nothing from the edible. Freak 5, I don't know if they were homemade edibles or if they were bought edibles. If they're bought, give them some time because usually it takes an hour or two to hit your system, sometimes three hours, depending on your metabolism. So I know this, man. Trust me, I used to be.
So you're saying what? He's just gonna be walking through the house, and yep. he's gonna fall on the floor, like, oh my god, what happened?
I don't think he's gonna fall on the floor, but it's gonna hit him, and he's gonna be like, whoa, whoa, dude. But yeah,
he's gonna be walking through the house, and all of a sudden, oh, dude, am I standing up?
Freak five.
Am I moving?
Yes.
And his kids are gonna walk by, like, Dad, you've been standing there for 2 hours now.
I think
Am I moving?
The theme,
no, Dad, yeah. Dad, waving their hands in front of him, yeah, like, Dad, exactly. Can you hear me?
He says, with the theme I suggested, which he suggested, I poop today. I'm gonna have to work on that a little bit, Freak Five, because I like the theme. I just don't know if there are enough songs that other people would bring to the table for that theme. So I'll think about it, and maybe I'll combine that theme with another theme, and then we'll have a go about it.
I'm the devil on his shoulder because he said he took one at 6 and one at 6:20. I'm saying if you got more, take them all.
No, don't do that. don't do that, man. Don't do that, man. Don't take them all, man. That's the evil laugh alone should make you not take them all. Dungeon says,
what are
LOL.
You saying? I've suddenly become untrustworthy.
All right.
Put my hands together.
sometimes it takes a couple hours, even up to 3 hours, Freak Five. So don't worry. Don't take any more until you know for sure. And I don't know. They're saying cowbell, so they want some cowbell break. And
yes.
Yeah, there you go. Freak Five says, I love breaks, evil laugh. So there you go. Freak Five, I know you can bring enough songs, but it's kind of a community event, and we want more than just Freak Five in chat. So we'll do two themes, I think. And then,
that would be my dream come true.
Yeah. All right, Afro Senju was the name of that guy.
I need to do some voice acting as a villain. That would be my absolute dream.
Yeah, that would be cool, man. I want to do voice acting. I think about cool. Like
oh yeah,
Disney villain. Oh my god, that would be amazing.
Yeah.
Remember Castlevania Symphony of the Night has a record, like an actual record.
Oh, like an LP. That's cool. Remember that guy I was telling you,
I want to be like
Eric?
A Cobra Commander villain. Like, I want to have the best lines in the show, you know? Like, I hate this job. I'll never rule the world. Ah!
That was horrible. Just stick to your evil laugh.
Man, why don't you go?
Yeah, just stick to your evil laugh, Break. You'll be fine. just do that. Afro Senju was the name of that guy, Eric, that I couldn't remember. He's funny as fuck to watch. If you guys are out there, I'd give that channel a chance. I think it's funny. Like
if you're having help and you're having difficulty in Sekiro, and like maybe you can watch a lot of videos, a video on like 20 things people might not know about, like the game's mechanics that
yeah,
might help you.
Yeah, look at mechanics for Sekiro, and that'll help a lot. Or watch Dungeon. Dungeon fucking blows through every goddamn game he plays. He makes me fucking sick, man. He's like one of the greatest gamers ever. And Eric makes me sick too, because he's another great gamer. Although he doesn't have the bandwidth to do streams, otherwise I think I'd watch Eric a lot too. But anyways, last boss in Sekiro is annihilating dungeon, he says. Yeah, he says that. He probably kicked his ass once, and he's probably gonna beat it like the next time. All right.
No, he's saying that now because he's in New Game Plus Plus, isn't he?
I hate it when they make you find a pre-boss before the real boss. Well, unless the last
boss
is super easy.
Yeah, Bloodborne did that, but at least you have the luxury of not having to refight the first battle.
Yeah. All right, that's about all the time we got for you all tonight. So look forward to a GDP next week, tentatively. You never know what could come up, but one of the themes is going to be I poop today. But there'll be another theme that I'll add in there so that it'll make it a little more accessible. So it should be a fun time. All right. Breakman.
Yes.
Plugs. What? Please.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You can follow me at break_man on Twitter and, what's that other thing?
Unholy gamer. 20
at RP Grinders on Twitter.
All right. Oh, we almost got the laugh. Do it again. Do it again, Break. Eric, your plugs.
So Freak Five wants us to kill his son in whatever game he's playing that if he shows up there.
Okay. That's horrible, but okay. All right, Eric, your plugs, please.
You can check out reviews I've written on sites like BostonBastardBrigade.com, TotalEGN.com, and VogNetwork.com, and HonestGamers.com. And I would say I got two reviews on TotalEGN up there right now, and they are Assault Android Cactus Plus and Ellie, and I wanted to get the Toe Jam and Earl review up today, but I guess I'll have to wait till tomorrow.
Yeah. I got one thing to say to Dungeon Buster. Get good, man. That's I'm just going to say. Just going to say it. All right. My plugs are as
you
follows.
You said he had to walk away from Sekiro.
Yeah. I've done that a couple times, and then I come back and I end up beating like four mini bosses in a row.
You both just need to get good, you know. So yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, that's your meanie, Frank. Your big meanie. I recommend
you get to the point where you're
sometimes
consistently losing and you're not making any headway. Then yeah, it's taking a step back means that you're probably tired, or two, your hands are probably aching.
No.
Three, temperature's boiling and you should just cool off.
Nope. You know what it means? It means you need to get good. That's all it means.
Yeah. Frank, you are exiled.
All right. Check out that channel Afro Send You XL. It's a fun channel to watch for a while. It's like Rage Quit sort of. Like one of the titles of his videos is Sekiro is the easiest Souls game, and then all it is.
I saw that video highlight.
But yeah, it's fun. It's a fun to watch. He gets his ass kicked like 50 million times. So.
Jokingly called this because he knows he's gonna die.
Dungeon says Frank Branch is more like Elite Branches. Hey, I'm just calling it how it is, man. I'm pretty good at video games, Dungeon. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, if you want to be on my level, just get good, Dungeon.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, serious.
Fuck off. Break, man,
you
son of a bitch.
You are now entering the twilight zone.
You're such a son of a bitch, man. Break, you son of a bitch, man.
Also, games like Gone Home are real games, and visual novels are real games. Shut up.
How dare you?
I didn't say anything this time. What?
How dare you, Break?
I talked to the ether, not you.
How dare you, Break, man? Son of a bitch. But anyways, you can follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches. You can also follow the show, as Breakman said, at RP Grinders. Send in questions to Breakman. He's, he needs company on Twitter. So
if you want to be on Frank's level, mute the TV and blindfold yourself.
How dare you, Freak Five? You son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. You're exiled. God damn it, man. I want to thank everybody in chat. I know Bernie was in there, Dungeon, Freak, good friends, Banana Nananin, the telephone was in chat. Commander Root, Dronesville, or Drones VII, Drone 7, I think. Electrical Longboard was in there. Welcome, and thanks for joining. Positivity Bot was in there. Tade was in there. So thank you all for joining. We're kind of getting a regular following on Twitch. I'm very happy about that. Thank you all for joining. Really
get
appreciate
gooder,
it. Get goodest. Get goodest. That's the name of this episode. Get goodest. Get goodestest is the name of this fucking episode. But let's see. What else? Thanks, everybody in chat. Try out Sekiro. You know, I know it's a hard game, but it's not unbeatable. I mean, the developers didn't make a game that, you know, is unbeatable.
And for the record, Miyazaki himself is terrible at action games.
Yeah.
So he made games that he probably never beat himself.
Yeah.
I've heard that before with developers. Like, a lot of developers are surprised by what the gamers can do. Like, a lot of more advanced gamers do things that developers never planned on and were shocked by.
Yeah, I don't think Jonathan Blow beat The Witness. That's what I'm saying. That end fucking, oh God, it sucks. But anyways.
Like, for instance, I know, like, the Mortal Kombat 2 team was, they said, like, there were combos and things like that that they saw in the first few times of people playing that they were just completely blown away by.
Yeah.
They had no thought, no idea about.
Well, if you have a community of gamers that'll try every little thing that your testers don't, then, you know, mm-hmm. you're going to get things like that for sure. All right. Thanks, everybody. I really appreciate you joining. If you're listening on the archives, you can join us live every Friday, 7 Eastern, in the Twitch chat or the YouTube chat. I have them both up. So most everybody joins the twitch.tv/RPGrinders chat. So that's where everybody usually hangs out and bothers me, and I exile everybody. So if you want to get exiled by me, then feel free to join the chat. And, you know, all right. You guys have anything else?
Apparently there are speedrunners that are working on
Invincible run of Sekiro. That's insanity. Yeah.
That would be an insane.
I think the only game I've ever gone non-touched in was like the 2600 version of Atari on teddy bear mode.
Yeah. Mexican speedrunner is really good at stuff like that. Like, he's a really good speedrunner. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if a guy like that did something like that dungeon. So, all right, anything else, guys?
I can't remember a game I played without getting hit by something. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, these guys are really
good. I like watching speedrunners every once in a while, but mostly I just feel inadequate after playing it. You know? I feel like a rich guy looking at like somebody with a big penis.
You need gaming Viagra break. That's what you need, man. So, all right.
A lot of expensive cars. And the,
anything else, Eric?
Get food because it's food time.
All right, everybody, stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we are out. Thanks, everybody. You to get good like I am and don't be like Dungeon Buster.
That was a dick comment,
Frank. If you wanna be a terrible gamer, just watch Freak 5 play Friday the 13th. He is the worst gamer in the world.
There's not enough verse for me to come back and protect your freak. I'm sorry. Right on the music there.
Bye.